This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Whether it's smoke and grime, birds, or bugs, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding lives up to its name. Quick and Clean. Washing your car in your driveway creates dirty, soapy runoff that pours directly into the storm drains, picking up oil and other pollutants. Quick and Clean Car Wash is environmentally and economically friendly. Car wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
And alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine because we've got podcasts all week, but this program comes to you via radio or via podcast if you listen to it later. 877-726-8255 is our number. And folks are going to have to help me out a little bit today because I'm a little jet-lagged having returned from a annual summit of the American Nutrition Association in San Diego. I got in late last night. Of course, we broadcast from Manhattan, New York City. And so I'm a little discombobulated. So your phone calls will be appreciated to move the show along. You're part of every week's broadcast, 877-726-8255. And yet I'm tremendously excited to be here and share some of the fascinating presentations that I heard at the American Nutrition Association, the theme of which was the impact of nutrition on mental health. And that is an incredibly important area because there is an explosion of information about how diet impacts the psychiatric field. And whether it's childhood maladies, which are skyrocketing, autism, attention deficit disorder, Tourette syndrome, childhood bipolar disorder, something virtually unheard of until recently, or middle life disorders, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression, schizophrenia, and then adult bipolar disease. And then the other end of the spectrum, there's dementia and Alzheimer's disease. So these are conditions that are treated with either psychotherapy or pharmaceutical drugs. And without that much success, I mean, yeah, look, there some people get a slam dunk response to psychiatric medication. They are essentially cured, they're made functional, they feel whole. But that's a bit of a moonshot for people with psychiatric disorders. Mostly these therapies are ameliorative. They don't cure those conditions. And I'm not saying that there's no place for pharmaceutical drugs, talk therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, phobia treatment, all these things are very, very important, but they have not achieved a true breakthrough in vanquishing psychiatric problems. And so we need nutrition as a component of that. And in the next few weeks and months, I'm going to be rolling out a series of guests who are going to be talking about the relationship between diet and the brain and our mental well-being. At this conference, presenter after presenter laid out a stark fact, which is that it's undeniable we're in the midst of a mental health crisis. I mean, look at the headlines, look around, you know, look at what's happening to people. In addition to formally diagnosed psychiatric conditions, which are definitely on the upswing, major upticks, the statistics are horrible, we're increasingly angry and impulsive, and that's reflected in crime statistics, our political discourse, of course, and raucous social media. If you want to see evidence of that, put a hazmat suit on and go on Twitter or go on TikTok or even Facebook. And so much of this is fueled by societal factors. You know, we've got more and more screen time, and we've got declining values, and we've got the influence of alcohol and drugs and the pervasiveness of pot, for example. But it's arguable that poor diets play a significant role in this epidemic of mental disorders. We've got ultra-processed foods that are laden with sugar and refined seed oils, chemical additives and carby snacks that are virtually bereft of nutrients critical for brain health. They're all pro-inflammatory. And studies have now confirmed that inflammation impairs decision-making and heightens impulsivity. And so when it comes to food selection and consumption, what does impulsivity lead to? Well, it leads to disordered eating, poor choices, and addictive behaviors. And that perpetuates a vicious cycle towards progressive mental impairment. You know, you eat the stuff that inflames your brain, that makes you lose your judgment, and then you tend to eat more of the very same stuff that can undermine your brain function. And neuroimaging now confirms that obesity, we can actually look into the brain, see how it different parts of the brain light up. Obesity in and of itself is associated with brain changes. And given the high percentage of Westerners who now meet the criteria for excess weight, it's small wonder that we're seeing a plethora of psychiatric disorders as well as accelerated progression to dementia. But you don't have to be obese to be suffering from these brain problems, because there is something called the gut-brain axis. It's a two-way highway. So impulses from the brain affect digestion. Stress can even change the composition of the microbiome. It can make you have a leaky gut. And that allows bacterial toxins and food byproducts to go directly into your circulation where it doesn't belong and circulate across the blood-brain barrier and affect your brain. And conversely, the GI tract also has a profound impact on the brain. There's the concept of psychobiotics, probiotics, that influence mood. We talked a lot about that at the American Nutrition Association conference. There are actually animal studies that show that if you do a fecal transfer from an extroverted mouse to an introverted mouse, a mouse that acts for all the world like a depressed person, you know, sticking to itself and having social phobia, you can turn these introverted mice into gregarious critters, you know, acting normally. So there's a real call to action, because there was an unprecedented conference at the White House recently, which the American Nutrition Association attended. And there's an op-ed in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition by a politician. Now, we ordinarily don't like to hear from politicians, right? But this is good news, folks, because a congressman and a group of his colleagues, Congressman James McGovern, has called for heightened awareness of nutrition and health. And it's high time, because we've got a crisis in terms of degenerative diseases. We've got a crisis in terms of mental diseases. And in this op-ed, he recites these stark facts, and I'm quoting: of the over 28,300 medical students who graduated last year in the U.S., very few received adequate training in nutrition. Duh. Only about one-fifth of American medical schools require students to take a nutrition course. and requirements for nutrition curriculum and competency are limited or absent for key medical specialties, including internal medicine, cardiology, and even pediatrics. Furthermore, physicians' assistants and nurse practitioners have also expressed the need for expanded nutrition education. He continues, our doctors are graduating from medical school with huge amounts of knowledge, but without the necessary tools to screen for dietary problems, provide simple nutrition advice, or provide referrals as needed. A survey of resident physicians reported that only 14% believe they received adequate training in nutrition. And a survey of cardiologists, where nutrition is key, I think everyone would agree, showed that 90% believe they received minimal or no nutrition training during their schooling, even though 95% of these self-same cardiologists believe it was their personal responsibility to discuss nutrition with their patients. So we got a gap. Organizations like the American Nutrition Association, of which I'm proud to be a member, are addressing that gap. And if there are any nutrition health professionals out there, I heartily advise you to join the ANA and go to one of their conferences and learn more about the impact of nutrition on health. And I promise you in weeks to come and months to come on Intelligent Medicine, you'll be hearing more from luminaries, great researchers and communicators on the impact of food and targeted supplementation on mood. Got some really fantastic guests lined up, so check out our podcast at drhoffman.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Our lifespan is increasing. But what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. SRW.co. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness, myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance for more information and to order. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and fill finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
So they too can start their healing. And also there's action items, because no matter what we do in this life, we can say we want change, and it doesn't matter in what capacity, but we must do the work and we must take action. It's so important.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your phone calls. That number, by the way, is available to you 24/7, 365, and we encourage you to call even when we're not in the air and record a question. As did this individual. Let's hear it.
A quick question. My neurologist has done some blood work, and just curious your opinion. The B12 blood rate that I have is above high normal. It's 1848. Just wanted your opinion if I should be concerned, and what do I do to get this down? This is the first time my B12 has been high. I have stopped taking B12 supplements a while ago, about 6 months ago, thinking that it would be low, thinking that I would need it at my age, which is 73, 74.
Okay. So, this is a common question because they give you ranges of normal for B12. And I think, commonly the ranges are 180 or 200 as the low end and 1200 as the high end, and you're above normal. And unlike other things, like cholesterol, for example, too high B12 is normally not a problem. It's more on the low end where we start to have concerns. And actually, I think the standards for low B12 are too lenient. I think that people who have a B12 of 300 or 350 might need to pay more attention to B12 intake, either via their diets, because vegan diets are notorious low in B12, or take some supplements. And also there's a question of something called intrinsic factor, which helps you absorb B12. People with pernicious anemia, they can't absorb the B12 adequately. I used to say, I used to pose the analogy like, what if we look at the net worth of Bill Gates. It is abnormally high, but that's not a problem. That's not an abnormality that we need to address. In fact, it's a good thing, right? When it comes to B12, there's been some speculation that high levels of B12 can be linked in unclear ways with some health risks. And I've looked at some of the literature, and for the most part, I would tell patients, don't worry about it. If you're otherwise healthy, there's not a problem. I think it's certain liver disorders. Sometimes B12 gets extraordinarily high. There was a kind of an alarmist article in the New York Times saying that, watch out for high B12 because in one study, high B12 was associated with increased mortality. The implication being like, don't take your B12 because B12 might kill you. No, that's not the case. In fact, alleviating B12 deficiency is very important for so many people. And even taking B12 shots, which send your B12 into the stratosphere, that has really been associated with helping people with energy. But, I think it's prudent for you to stop taking the B12 for a while. See if the B12 levels go down. Make sure that there's not a lot of B12 in your multi, because that may be a source of B12. And see what happens when you just absorb B12 from food and see if you remain in a normal range. Generally, not a problem, I would reassure you. 877-726-8255, our number. And while we're talking about diet for mental disorders, there is a suite of supplements that can address stress and mood. And that's why I want to share with you some information about the Protocol for Life Balance product line, which is available at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. As you know, Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients that are backed by strong scientific research, and among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. Myo-inositol powder promotes emotional and mental wellness and healthy eating patterns. L-theanine can support relaxation without drowsiness. It helps focus and concentration, and it promotes healthy cognitive function. And clinical stress relief has been shown to support healthy cortisol levels, and thus can help to relieve the symptoms of stress from everyday life. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. And when we return, I'm going to share with you a cautionary tale. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Solomon. The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards, celebrate individuals and organizations making impactful change in the cancer community. The awards are part of the AstraZeneca Your Cancer program and in partnership with Scientific American Custom Media. This year's C2 Catalyst for Care Award winner is Sparrow's Nest of the Hudson Valley, represented by Krista Jones, founder and executive director.
Sparrow's Nest was started in 2012 and provides weekly deliveries of homemade meals to families facing cancer in 5 counties across New York's Hudson Valley.
The C2 Awards seek to shine a light upon unsung community heroes who often go unrecognized by traditional awards programs.
Sparrow's Nest began as a personal commitment to helping a friend navigate her stage 4 cancer diagnosis and evolved from feeding 16 people into a charity that now feeds nearly 300 people each week.
To learn more, visit yourcancer.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The Society of Animal Artists' 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can join in on the conversation or pose a question by calling 877-726-8255 or record a question during the week when, even when we're not on the air. I just want to share with you that out of the time I spent in lockdown during COVID, I did an extraordinary amount of thinking, and I interviewed people and attended conferences via Zoom on the subject of how nutrition and lifestyle can enhance immunity. And I distilled all that in an Intelligent Medicine special report. It's entitled Immunity Reset, a Personalized Plan to Pandemic-Proof Your Body and Build Resilience for a Long, Healthy Life. And you can get it free. All you have to do is go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu and then click Immunity Reset. You can get my special report free and it'll be a valuable resource for you going forward as we, you know, ordinary colds and flus, too, are part of that. Yeah, COVID is receding. It's becoming endemic rather than pandemic. But we still have to buttress our immune systems in the face of ordinary infections, COVID too, because some of the measures we've taken to achieve zero COVID have been, to say the least, a little less effective than was hoped for. 877-726-8255, our number. And now I want to share with you a cautionary tale via our audio engineer, today's board op, Steve, who has a family tragedy, unfortunately. Steve, can you share a little bit what transpired in your family?
Yeah, my little brother passed a few weeks ago. I appreciate everyone's reaching out, but it was definitely...
We're so sorry to hear about that. And it was a premature death. It was a young man.
Yeah, he actually he would have turned 45 this week, so nothing normal here.
Indeed. So, okay, so then, you know, we ask, you know, how does a 44-year-old come to harm? And, you know, there's a lot of buzz on, you know, if you go on Twitter, on the Internet, they show case after case, you know, somebody took the vaccine, and they within a week or two, they dropped dead, you know, died in their sleep, you know, young, healthy individuals. Was this the case with your brother?
No, he never got vaccinated. That's obviously a personal decision for him. But now he was, you know, I was telling you, 5'11", 6', maybe 170, so not overweight.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty perfect BMI. You know, that's normal. So he wasn't suffering from obesity. Okay.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, obviously I took him down with some type of heart condition, and we had no idea. We were trying to, you know, do the math on this one, and he wasn't overweight. No, he wasn't diabetic. Wasn't vaccinated. And I think his daily lifestyle kind of contributed to it, so... Digging into it, he didn't really treat his body as well as he should have, and that's kind of a message for everyone else.
Indeed. So what are some of the factors that, in retrospect, may have predisposed him to an early cardiac death?
He definitely did not eat regular meals, never really ate breakfast or drank water. So drink water if you can as much as possible. Was not really an alcoholic, but he did smoke a pack of cigarettes every day, and that's not, you know, I wouldn't... If you can get off that habit, I would urge you to do it as soon as possible.
Right. And so he was a construction worker.
Correct.
And so he had relatively physically active, would you say? Was he, I mean, perhaps he didn't exercise, you know, go to a gym and, you know, get on the elliptical machine, but he did, like, some form of manual labor. So there was it wasn't a completely sedentary lifestyle, right? And he wasn't obese.
Definitely moving around, but when it comes down to it, definitely didn't eat his fruits and vegetables or drink enough water, and coupled that with, you know, packed cigarettes a day for 25 years.
What about his beverage consumption? Because you mentioned his favorite drink was what?
Dr.
Pepper, yeah. and sweetened teas and fruit drinks, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was pretty much, never drank coffee, but... would kind of just sip on iced tea throughout the day and have Dr. Pepper at night, no water. I've never really seen him drink much water either.
Right. And then the other thing is, and in the typical male fashion, you know, so macho males do this, he ignored some of the warning signs. What were those?
Yeah, so apparently he didn't tell our family, but he was telling his friends that he had been having some chest pains and being out of breath for a few weeks. And then, we were talking off air about, you know, that is sure signs of something coronary going on between, you know, pain in your neck and your chest. And we had no idea until his best friend told us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we don't have any results or autopsies yet, but that's kind of what it's looking like.
Right. So at the funeral and you know, the eulogy, you know, you lamented his passing, but also it was kind of a teachable moment. And I think some of the people shared that to honor his memory, you know, perhaps it's advisable to get the word out about, you know, especially for men, you know, get checked out. Look at your risk factors, you know, evaluate your diet, stop smoking, you know, some of these things, right?
Yeah, I mean, I will admit that I don't go to my physician as much as I should, but I think the takeaway from everything.
It's a guy thing. It's a guy thing.
And I think
the
takeaway from that is every 6 months to a year, go see a physician, especially if you're over 30 and especially if you're over 40. Please go see a physician, even if you think nothing's wrong. please, you don't know until it's too late, and I'll be the first to tell you.
Indeed, and there's a you're not that into it, but a bit of a correction is that you shared with me that your girlfriend's a nurse, an RN?
His girlfriend was.
Oh, his girlfriend was. Okay, well, I guess he didn't heed her warnings, but at the funeral, she probably was pretty outspoken about
100%.
That, right? Okay. Well, once again, condolences, and our radio family offers their condolences on your loss. But at the very least, maybe we can make something positive out of it. It certainly is a teachable moment for, especially for men out there who lead a rugged lifestyle and feel they're indestructible. Thanks, Steve. 877-726-8255, our number. And let me share with you something that is very important. And I'm really pleased to usher in this new sponsor, because as with all our sponsors, I believe implicitly in the products that they offer. And this is a new niche for sponsorship here on Intelligent Medicine that I think badly needs to be filled. And it has to do with lifespan. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we are healthy? Well, you can, according to the latest research, extend your lifespan. And there's a company called SRW, Science Research Wellness, a nutraceutical company that's addressing this by curating the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and process within our very cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system, a suite of nutrients which support the 9 areas of the cell that change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. And by the way, that's a great book, so check it out. We interviewed the author, Dr. Greg McPherson, who is the brain behind SRW. Their carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. So you can learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age. Yeah, they actually provide that service by going to srw.co. That's srw.co, the science of aging well, srw.co, and we welcome them to our roster of great sponsors here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's another great product that I've been taking lately. I've been taking, and they're not a sponsor, but I'm going to give them a shout-out because I personally take a product called MitoPure. It's Urolithin A. And Urolithin A has shown great promise in supporting the mitochondria. And that's part of the process of aging, is when the mitochondria decline, you basically run out of cellular energy. And so I take it, you know, and I take it on the basis that I wanted to improve athletic performance, because there are some promising studies that suggest that by supporting the mitochondria, it may increase strength and endurance, especially in people as they age. The product is MitoPure, and the active ingredient is Urolithin A. Well, lo and behold, there seems to be another ancillary benefit to Urolithin A. Headline, metabolite product from pomegranate. Researchers identify a way to boost tumor-fighting immune cells. This is very cool. A research team in Frankfurt at the Goethe University has shown that Urolithin A induces a biological pathway that recycles and renews mitochondria through a process known as mitophagy. You know, you've heard of autophagy, that's the body's cleanup. Well, the mitochondria specifically have their own cleanup system. It's called mitophagy. Aged and damaged mitochondria in the T cells are removed and replaced by new functional ones. And this reprograms the T cells, which are thus more able to fight tumors. So they say this is not so much a form of a treatment that kills the cancer cell, you know, like chemotherapy, but works on the immune system, which is the natural defense against cancer. So again, you know, they need more research to demonstrate that there's actually in humans an anti-cancer effect. But wouldn't it be great if you could get an anti-aging effect, muscle strengthening and endurance supporting effect, as well as, you know, without the risk of increasing cancer? Au contraire, it actually seems to help the immune system with its surveillance against the development of cancer cells and their spread in the body. So a very cool product, MitoPure, from, I think, Timeline Nutrition is the company that offers it. And I'm going to give them a shout-out because it's a product I like to take. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocol.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
more about next time. Cadillac.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and now to talk a little bit about COVID. Yeah, it's still around. And White House messaging is all over the place on the new bivalent vaccine. President Biden made an appearance this week where he got, I guess it must be his fifth shot, his Omicron booster. And this in spite of the fact that he recently had COVID, I think it was less than 3 months ago. It's generally recommended by doctors that you wait 3 months after a case of COVID before you get the vaccine. Nonetheless, he wanted to show his public spiritedness and exhort the public to take the vaccine, of which the government has purchased an enormous number of dosages. So they stockpiled the new Omicron vaccine, which guarantees sales and profits for Pfizer, the maker of the new bivalent vaccine. But the uptake has been poor, and so they're really pushing it. And he stated something to the effect of, you know, take the vaccine. It's going to offer you a lot of protection. You know, flu season coming up, take the flu vaccine and the Omicron vaccine. And, oh, by the way, it's going to reduce transmissibility, which is actually something that's been dispelled, that it may reduce transmissibility a little bit, but it really doesn't reduce transmissibility to a significant extent. So, unfortunately, there are a couple of studies that came out recently, just this week, which are at odds with these claims that the Omicron booster is an advance over the previous vaccines. I mean, the whole idea is, okay, we know that the virus has changed. And so to use the vaccines that we developed against the original strain of COVID may miss the target. So it kind of makes sense. The new vaccine is bivalent. So it's got some of the components of the original vaccine against COVID, which we started administering in 2020, but it's got a new updated spike protein antigen that conforms to the Omicron virus. And so it's thought you're going to get double coverage. You're going to get a boost to, you know, whatever you got from the previous vaccines, plus you're going to get something new and distinctive that may confer special protection against the new Omicron variants. So the problem is that two studies seem to upend these expectations. This, according to CBSNews.com. So, you know, this is mainstream news. We're not talking, you know, Robert F. Kennedy, you know, somebody who is a critic of the vaccine program. This is mainstream. What they found in these two studies, there was no significant difference in neutralization of any SARS COVID variant tested between individuals who received a fourth monovalent vaccine and those who received a fourth dose of bivalent vaccine. So let me repeat. They gave people a fourth vaccine, which was the, you know, the old-fashioned vaccine, and then they gave people a booster on their fourth dose of a bivalent vaccine, the new updated Omicron vaccine. And one study concluded there was no difference. So, and this may have to do with something called immune system original sin, which means that once you calibrate an immune response, that it sticks to the original immune response. The immune response was to the old spike protein, and just introducing the new variant of the spike protein, your immune system anchors itself to the original virus. And that's why, you know, and they anticipated that. I said, this may subvert our attempts to update the vaccine. Well, it turns out that may be the case. They say there was also experiment against the new BA5 variant, and there was only a modest and non-significant improvement from the updated boosters in their study. So two studies, neither of which show any distinct advantage over the previous vaccines of the new Omicron vaccine. So it's going to be a tough sell. And the messaging from the White House is that this is the bomb. This is great stuff. Dr. Ashish Jha, who is the White House vaccine spokesperson, says, I do think that the protection against infection is going to be better than if you were getting the original prototype booster. However, the research does not support that, and we also may see new variants that completely elude the vaccine as the vaccine, as the virus mutates, as it so often does. It adapts to new circumstances, and it tries to elude our immune system memories, whether acquired from a natural infection or whether acquired from vaccines. So, it's like Houston, we have a problem. The new vaccine, a lot of people mistrustful of it and a little skeptical about the claims that it is going to offer significantly more protection than previous vaccines have afforded. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots coming up in the next hour, so stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our website, drhoffman.com, where you can find podcasts, follow us on social media, download our newsletter, and subscribe to it. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
SimpliSafe was named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors and HD cameras are powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for faster police response. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to get 40% off any new system today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Brazil turns left in the runoff election for the presidency. Former leftist President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva defeated incumbent conservative Jair Bolsonaro. Here's the BBC's Kathy Watson with the latest.
They said this would be a tight race, and it was a nail-biter to the very end. Jair Bolsonaro took an early lead, but was soon overtaken by Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, as predicted. Whether you like him or loathe him, Lula returning to the presidency 20 years after first coming to power is a historic moment for Brazil. It'll have his work cut out. He may be the same politician, but he's in charge of a very different country. Bolsonaro may no longer be president, but his legacy will be in Congress, and Lula will have to contend with conservative lawmakers in whatever he wants to do.
With more than 99% of the votes tallied in the runoff, Da Silva had a 51-49% lead. The election authorities said Da Silva's win was a mathematical certainty. Just 9 days to the midterms now, so which political party is responsible for inflation?
Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel has a new word for inflation.
Bidenflation, which has been caused by Democrats pumping so much money into this economy and abandoning our energy independence, which has cost so much or caused prices to rise across the board.
To the other side, and Democratic Senator Chris Coons.
I wish we'd had a debate on the Senate floor between the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act and the Republicans, but we didn't, because only the Democrats put forward a concrete inflation reduction plan. We passed it, and it's having a real impact.
Both Coons and McDaniel appeared on Fox News Sunday. I'm Shelley Adler.
South Koreans mourned and searched for relatives lost in the chaos that killed more than 150 people, mostly young adults, in a huge Halloween party crowd surged in Seoul. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Two car bombs in Somalia's capital killed over 100 people. Karen Chamas has more in this report.
Ambulances rushed to the scene of the attack at a busy junction in Mogadishu. The attack took place in the same location as an even more deadly attack 5 years ago, in which 500 people died. People gathered at the aftermath of the scene amongst twisted metal and collapsed concrete. Many opened up body bags in search of their loved ones. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility, saying it targeted the education ministry. The group said the ministry was an enemy base in which the government is attempting to remove Somali children from the Islamic faith. Somalia's president, elected this year, said the country remained at war with Al-Shabaab and said, "We are winning." I'm Karen Chamas.
Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. All eyes will be in a Florida courtroom this week.
Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz will be sentenced to life in prison, but not before the families of the 17 people he murdered get the chance to tell him what they think. A two-day hearing begins Tuesday that will conclude with a judge sentencing Cruz for his 2018 massacre at a high school. The families gave highly emotional statements during the trial, but were restricted about what they could tell the jury. Now the grieving and the scarred can speak directly to Cruz and say whatever they wish. Jason Walker reporting.
Apple boosted sales and profits in the latest quarter, and while that depressed the fortunes of other major tech companies, doesn't necessarily mean the iPhone maker is going to be immune to any potential recession. Even though Apple fared reasonably well, the July-September results signaled the world's most valuable company is facing some of the same economic headwinds. More at townhall.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant. I really appreciate you being here today. We have a wonderful program here today. My friend and special guest, Mr. Kerry Hall. You may know him as America's Healthcare Advocate. We are in studio live today to talk about the wonderful world of Medicare, everything you've ever wanted to know, maybe a few things you didn't want to know, but you're glad you know. But, Kerry, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hey, it's good to be here. And, of course, this is that happy time of year called Medicare Open Enrollment.
Yay.
Yeah, well, yay if you're chronologically challenged out there and you're looking for Medicare. As Steve said, this is you might want to listen up.
Yeah. And so now here's one thing that bugs me every year. And every year it seems to be a little bit worse. There are more and more Medicare commercials flooding. I mean, flooding the airways.
Okay. Yeah, this is hilarious. You're talking yourself, okay? Because I just did a proposal for a group over in Nebraska, and last night as I'm sitting watching television, of course, there's Jimmy Walker and Joe Namath. Guess who's the new Medicare expert? William Devane. If you want to buy gold or you want to know about Medicare, you can go talk to William Devane. And let me tell you something. These commercials that these people are doing are deceptive.
Yeah,
what they're telling you and making you think that they somehow have a way to get money back to you on these Part B premiums. Every plan out there, okay, from Blue Cross to United to you name it, has that same option available. You don't need some special secret sauce from a 1-800 number from Jimmy Walker or Joe Namath or William Devane or Governor Mike Huckabee.
Right, right.
You know, and what the hell do these people think they know about Medicare? You could put on the head of a pin and have a Russian bear dance.
It's just a celebrity endorsement, I think. But wait a minute though. If you call J.J. Walker's 800 number, it's dynamite.
Yes, it is dynamite, and you're going to get dynamite because they're going to dynamite you to death until you agree to buy something from them. Okay, this is not what you call low pressure sales tactics.
These people
are jamming it right down your throat as hard as they can, and I strongly suggest that none of you do that. You look up your local broker or you call somebody, you know, like the Blue Cross and Blue Shield, or you call, you know, like Joyce Thompson over at RPS BBDI, somebody that's an expert that can give you choices, not these guys or gals in these phone centers sitting in New York or Ohio or Arizona or someplace that don't have a clue about. So where's North Kansas City Hospital? Can you tell me if it's a network? What is that? Oh, that's a hospital north of the river. North of what river?
Exactly. Yeah. They don't know the location. They're just selling insurance as a commodity.
It's a high pressure churn. That's all it is. And I strongly advise people not to get on the phone with those people.
So if you'd like to reach out to Kerry, first of all, check. He's known as America's healthcare advocate because he has a phenomenal radio program that is coast to coast. Kerry, are you just under 300 stations roughly?
Just under 300, about 290. 90 something now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So approaching 300 stations nationwide, go to americashealthcareadvocate.com. And then if you have specific Medicare questions, you can reach out to the lovely Joyce Thompson at 913-385-2224. She can answer your questions. She's not going to be the high-pitched, the high-pressure, giving you the insurance pitch and like all of these celebrity endorsements. She'll shoot you straight. She'll tell you how it is. And I think you'll really, really love Joy. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady. So Kerry, I talked to one of my recent guests about Social Security and, when can you take Social Security? When is the mandatory time that you have to do that? So it's not 65 anymore. Like, for me, I think it's about 60, age 67. And so when you get your Medicare, is that always at age 65, generally speaking?
65, unless you're still employed and you're on your group health insurance plan.
Okay.
Then you may not want to move into Medicare because you've got employer-sponsored health care. But otherwise, 65 is the magic age for people to pick a Medicare Advantage or a Medicare supplement plan. You've got to buy that Part B as in boy, which normally runs about $126, $135 a month. However, this year, there's going to be a $4 reduction.
I heard that.
If you can believe that, the federal government's going to reduce the cost of something. It's a minor miracle.
It is.
So there'll be a small reduction in Medicare price. Hey, the good news is they didn't raise it, okay?
Yeah.
So you've got to have the Part B before you can buy a Med Advantage or a Med Sub.
Mm-hmm.
Part A, thanks to William Jefferson Clinton, you are automatically enrolled in. To have a choice, you don't have a choice anymore.
Okay.
You're automatically enrolled. There's no additional cost for that like there is with B. But in order to qualify for one of those two types of plans, the Med Sup or the Med Advantage, you have to sign up for the Part B premium. And you can do that at Medicare.gov. It takes about 25, 30 minutes. I did it. If I can do it, a chimpanzee can do it. Okay, so I'm just saying that's how illiterate I am on a computer.
Yeah.
But it's not difficult to do. And then they send you your card, and you get your number, and you can go pick a plan that you want to use.
Okay, so what you said earlier, so if I choose to work till age 70 and I have like a work or an employer-sponsored health insurance, then I can I don't have to take Medicare A, I can just remain on that.
And what we always tell people there is, A, what are you paying? Okay, if you're paying half of the premium and the premium through your employer is $600 a month, you're paying $300 a month, then you may want to look at a Medicare Advantage plan where you don't have a premium. It's a zero premium plan.
Yeah.
The trick is, and the issue becomes, this is where it gets tricky. This is why you go sit down and talk to somebody like Joyce Thompson. If you take a lot of prescription meds and you go on the Part D coverage and you get $4,660 a year of prescription drug coverage, that's not copays, people. That's the actual cost of the drug, and then you go on the donut hole. If you're taking a lot of meds and you've got a full prescription drug benefit program through your employer-sponsored health care, you may not want to make that move.
Yeah,
On the other hand, if you're taking maybe a blood pressure med or a cholesterol med or something, a couple of, their generics, whatever it may be, making that move could save you $3,600 a year, you're probably going to want to take a look at that. And you're not going to have a deductible to speak of. You're going to have copays, but it's not the same kind of deductible that you have on your regular health insurance plan. It's an out-of-pocket max. That's a series of copays. So it's worth exploring and looking at if you are still working. A lot of people working past 65.
Yeah.
It's worth sitting down with somebody that can explain the options to you, and then you can make an informed decision. That's really what it amounts to.
Okay. And so Medicare, I just break it down. I like to say that I speak in English, and I like to just break it down in just really simple terms. It is your health insurance.
That's exactly what it is.
That's no more complicated than that.
No, that's all there is. Here's where it's complicated.
Yeah.
When you go up on the government website and you see Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, Part E, Part F, I call it the alphabet soup, and you try to decipher that, you're going to waste a lot of time and get a lot of bad information. If, on the other hand, you sit down with an independent broker agent, somebody that's trained and understands this, that goes through 21 hours of training every year and has to get certified and pass a test that's 90%, or you don't pass –
So there's no skimming buyout with
70%. No, not on these deals. And then you have to get certified by each and every carrier. That's someone who, in Joyce's case, had done this for like 15, 16 years. They're experts. They know this stuff forwards and backwards.
Yeah.
And they're going to tell you, when you come and sit down with them, they're going to ask you to bring a list of all your medications. Why is that? Because the Part D coverage, we'll talk about that here in a minute, that's covered under the Medicare Advantage plans, well, some formularies cover certain drugs and some don't. So depending on the formulary, whether it's a Blue Cross or an Aetna or a Cigna or Humana, you may have a med that's covered there but might not be covered somewhere else. They're going to tell you all of that.
Yeah.
That impacts your cost. That impacts how much you use your Part D. That's why it's, you know, hey, I think I'm going to have brain surgery. I think I'll go talk to an orthopedic surgeon. No, I'm probably going to go talk to a neurologist.
Exactly.
A neurosurgeon, okay?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. You don't want to, trying to decipher this Medicare stuff, you're far better off sitting down with somebody that really.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Can an individual do that?
Yeah, I suppose they could, depending on how many hours in the day you had to waste trying to do it. Okay, or you could go sit down with somebody like I just explained.
And just let them do it.
Who's got the formulary right there in front of her for every plan design out there and can say, no, that particular drug's not covered. Yes, that particular drug is covered. Or it costs more over here than it does over here. And that's going to impact your costs. And again, I go back to, you know, that's why using an expert to get you through this is the smartest way to do it.
All right, reach out to the lovely Joyce Thompson at 913-385-2224. And, Carrie, as you well know, Senior Care Live is now a nationally syndicated radio program. It is not on 300 stations, but over 50. I have high hopes for that expanding. But you can work with people nationwide.
Yeah, Joyce can handle anything you've got wherever you are. So it's either 877-385-2224 or 913-385-2224. Either one of those will get you to her, and she can help you wherever you are.
They're
certified in, I don't know, 46 states or something. So
perfect. All right. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you do not enroll in Medicare Part D when you originally qualified for Medicare, then at a later date decide to enroll in that coverage, you will incur a significant penalty. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We'll resume normal programming shortly.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming
If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com. And now,
Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Any guess on how old Cadillac is? 120. For 12 decades, Cadillac has been pioneering tech and innovation in the automotive space with many firsts, as we hear from Phil Dauchy, Cadillac's global head of brand strategy.
We were the first to have a closed body car. Before that, all cars were open air. The first car to have V8 interchangeable parts. Before that, all engine parts had to be crafted specifically for one vehicle. We're the first car company to have an automatic starter. Before that, you had to hand crank your car. We're the first car company to have an automatic carburetor. Before that, you had to go down the road and adjust fuel for speed, temperature, and altitude. The first car company to have magnetic ride control. First curved automotive glass. First motorized sunroof. First headlights. First subscription service.
And that's just a small sampling. The company's also looking to the future, especially with its Cadillac Lyriq EV, which I'll tell you more about next time. Cadillac.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you do not enroll in Medicare Part D when you originally qualified for Medicare, then at a later date you decide to enroll in that coverage, you will incur a significant penalty. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is true. And Carrie, first of all, I hope no one wrecked their car when they just heard that. I'll guarantee you millions of people have no clue about this. Why is that statement true?
Okay, so here's what happens. People get a Medicare supplement plan or a Medicare Advantage plan that does not have Part D. There are Medicare Advantage plans that don't have a Part D in them. And because I really don't need it. I don't take meds. I'm very healthy, et cetera. And then 4 years later, somebody develops a heart issue or some other significant issue. You've got blood pressure, cholesterol, maybe you've developed diabetes, and now all of a sudden you've got all these meds, and you've got this Part D coverage out there, which is going to give you $4,660 this year before you hit the donut hole, and you want to get it. Well, you're going to pay a penalty that is a lifetime penalty for the 4 years you didn't get it. And if I remember correctly, I think it's 0.5%, something like that, of the total amount. And so they add all of that up, and then you get to pay that for the rest of your life.
On top of your premiums.
Yeah, correct. So maybe your premium is going to be $76, okay, a year, and a month rather. And now you're going to get to pay an additional 25, 30, 40, 50, whatever it is on top of that. And that's never going to go away because you didn't sign up for it when you were 65. So my advice to people is, you know, you can get these Part D plans. They're inside the Medicare Advantage plan, so you don't pay anything extra for them. A lot of the Medicare Advantage plans are zero premium. A huge number of them are, like the Blue Cross and Blue Shield plan of Kansas City has multiple Part D plans. You'll see a lot of those out there that are Part D. Having said that, it comes with it. Now, you go buy a Med Sup, you have to buy a standalone D. And this is where people go, I don't really need it.
Yeah.
That's today.
Yeah.
We don't have a crystal ball, okay? And as you age and we become seasoned citizens, then you find, you deal with more and more health issues as you age. So then what happens is 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it is, and you didn't get it because you saved that 40, 30, 20, whatever it is, dollars for a basic Part D plan.
Yeah.
Now, bam, you're stuck. And if you buy, you know, an inexpensive plan to start with, it doesn't have a lot of a large formulary and maybe has a lot of copays and all the rest of it, you can always upgrade if you start to have issues later on.
Yeah.
During open enrollment, you can switch to a better D, pay a little more money. You still get the same benefit. The 4660 is universal, so it doesn't matter what plan you're on.
Yeah.
But what matters, as I said, is what's the formulary and what are the copays.
All right. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate. He knows exactly what he's talking about. Check out Kerry and his wonderful radio program, America'sHealthcareAdvocate.com. If you have Medicare-related questions, reach out to the lovely Joyce Thompson. Anywhere in the country, you can call 913-385-2224, and she can help you through all of this. So, Kerry, this alphabet soup, what is Part A? That's kind of major medical, is that right?
Yeah, Part A is the major medical. As I said, that was put in place. It was in place, but President Clinton made it mandatory for everybody automatically enrolled in it, so everybody's enrolled in it. So that's your major medical.
That's Part A, your hospitalization.
And some people just have Part A that do anything else. The problem with that is if you wind up on an outpatient, doctor visits, any kind of lab work, any kind of other work you're going to do, you pay for it. So that's why you sign up for Part B. Well, then you have people that do Part A and Part B, right? And they don't do a Medicare Advantage or Medicare supplement. Here's the problem with that. If you do a Part A and you do a Part B and you don't sign up for a Med Sup or Med Advantage, you're responsible for 20% of that bill. I don't care if that bill is $100 or $100,000.
Yeah.
20% of it belongs to you. So you have a heart attack. You know, my wife broke her leg here several years ago in Hawaii. It was $150,000 by the time everything was all said and done. That was air ambulance, getting home, surgeries, rehab, the whole nine yards. Mm. Okay, we had a Medicare supplement, still do, with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. We paid zero.
That's not a penny.
Not one dime, not one copay, nothing. Now, those policies cost more, significantly more than Medicare supplement, than Medicare Advantage. But the point was that we chose that specifically because if we had issues, we didn't want to have out-of-pocket expenses. The Medicare Advantage plans have out-of-pocket expenses, copays, and there are copays if you're hospitalized, you know, those kinds of things, and they add up to an out-of-pocket max. But if you don't do one of those two and you just do A and B, you're on the hook for 20%.
Yeah, because Steve. Part B only pays 80% of the covered services.
That's right.
And that could really add up to be a huge bill, and you have 20% of it, like you said. So Part D is for your medication, your prescription drug coverage.
Right, as we talked about, yes.
Yeah, and that is something separate, though, so you have to buy that. And, again, if you don't sign up for at least a basic inexpensive plan, you know, right out of the gate, then you will incur a significant penalty that will last your entire lifetime. Guaranteed, most people do not understand that. So when you have a Medicare supplement, I've heard of a Plan F and a Plan G as kind of the two big ones.
Yeah, they are.
Plan F has been phased out, though. Is that correct?
But if you have it, and I have it, and my wife has it, you're grandfathered in. You're never going to lose it.
That's the Cadillac.
And I strongly suggest anybody that has it, do not get rid of it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
The new plans of the Plan G, they do have a deductible on them, and they do have some different benefits. But they're still excellent plans. You still don't have copays, and you don't have deductibles or any of that. But those Plan Fs are solid gold. I will never get rid of mine. Because they, like I just illustrated, 100% of everything is covered. Back to that Part D. If you're in a Medicare Advantage, you automatically, under almost all of those plans, get a Part D as part of the program. So you're automatically covered for that, unless you sign up for, like, the Veterans Program, because you're getting prescription drugs out of the VA. And there's a specific program for that. Under a lot of the carriers, like Blue Cross of Kansas City has a specific plan. I think it's called the Patriot Plan that is specifically for veterans. If you want to keep your VA for prescription drugs and keep your VA benefits, but you want a Med Advantage, you now can get that. So it's kind of cool.
That is cool. And so speaking of the VA, so I work with so many veterans, and they're covered by TRICARE for Life, and they get their prescription medications through the VA, maybe at no charge, or like $4 a prescription.
Yep.
Where, you know, at a traditional pharmacy might be, you know, $100, $200, $300 prescription. So can Medicare work around that VA coverage?
That's what the Medicare Advantage plans that now carve out the VA prescription drug coverage. They don't have the Part D. They have everything else.
All right. That is incredible. And, Carrie, so, who should, listeners call, to basically have a review of their Medicare coverage?
Joyce Thompson and at 913-385-2224 or 877-385-2224. She is happy to help you. She is truly an expert, and can walk you through what, you know, maybe you're on a plan now that you're not happy with, or you're not happy with their claims process, or, you know, whatever it is they're doing. Call her. She'll go through all the plans that are out there, and she'll point you in the right direction. Then she gives you the information. You make the decision, but it's good information.
All right, Mr. Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate. We're going to have so much more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Radio Days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
At Simply Safe Home Security, we know in an emergency, the clock is ticking. So we designed an advanced security system powered by live 24/7 professional monitoring agents who use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture video evidence and verify a threat. Then alert police so you get faster police response. Right now, get 40% off any new system. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save big today. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so let's get into this right now.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
Okay, so this is from U.S. News and World Report, October 18th, 2022. In the headline, there's a push to expand Medicare's coverage of dental issues, which is, that really perked my ears up. I think that's very interesting. It goes on to say dental coverage under Medicare could start soon, expanding for seniors under new proposal from U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, also known as CMS. Still, the proposed rules would not provide full coverage for regular dental care, which has been explicitly excluded from Medicare since the program's founding in 1965. Quote, traditional Medicare does not cover routine preventative dental services such as exams, cleanings, x-rays, nor more expensive services such as fillings, crowns, or dentures, said Meredith Freed, a Medicare expert with the Kaiser Family Foundation. However, the new proposal would effectively open the door to Medicare, potentially covering a wider array of dental services if medical science can demonstrate, now this seems to be a no-brainer, if medical science can demonstrate that oral health substantially improves the outcomes of different diseases and treatments. I would think that's already been proven. But anyway, we'll go on CNN, October 13th, 2022. The headline, Medicare considers expanding dental benefits for certain medical conditions, and proposed changes in Medicare rules could soon pave the way for a significant expansion in Medicare-covered dental services while falling short of the comprehensive benefits that many lawmakers have advocated. All right, so, Carrie, and if anyone wants to, you know, all you have to do is just Google that, and you can find all kinds of articles. And so it just sounds like we're moving that way. But what have you, Carrie, what have you heard about expanding Medicare coverage to include some of these dental services and procedures?
Well, so let's get the record straight. There is dental coverage right now.
Okay.
And it is under the Medicare Advantage plan. So here's what happens. The carriers have to add benefits to the existing Part B program because they're administering the Part B for CMS, okay? So they've turned the administration of the claims, administering the providers, all the rest of it, over to the carrier, and the carrier is now responsible. They compete with each other by adding additional benefits. So almost all of the Medicare Advantage plans have a dental benefit. It includes cleanings. It includes a limited amount of dental work that's being done. Okay, so there is basic dental coverage under most of the Medicare Advantage plans. Now,
okay.
Medicare supplement, no. My Medicare supplement, I have a standalone dental plan that I buy from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and I pay a separate premium for that. Yes, this is being considered. The million-dollar question, or better yet, probably the $30 or $40 billion question is, since the Social Security trustees have said that Medicare will go broke by 2035.
Yeah.
There won't be enough money to pay for it, which is 12 years from now. How are we going to add?
How are you going to pay for it?
How are you going to add another benefit on top of that? Okay, that evidently we're not going to be able to pay for. But that's never stopped the government in the past, so why would we bother with it now?
Why stop now? Yeah.
However, you know, on the flip side of that, it is oral health is a big issue, and people get sick because they don't have good, especially in rural communities, minority communities across the country, if they don't have access to good dental care, they get sick. And then it becomes, then they have other issues.
It leads to a health care issue, which costs
and
Medicare
it gets
money.
Worse and worse. So, you know, there's two sides to that equation. How does it get handled? And like I said, the good news is if you look at the Medicare Advantage plans, all of them out there just about have a dental benefit that's available. And it covers a myriad of preventative services, cleanings, those kinds of things. They're all part of the program. So that's one of the ways that carriers compete with each other is by enhancing these benefits to make them better. And they're like, for instance, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City has a thing called Blue Bonus Bucks. That could be up to $1,000 on a debit card, on a Visa card. Well, you can go in and use that if you need to get fillings or you know, let's say you got a Medicare Advantage with them, so they're going to cover the basics. But now I've got to get a bridge, and a bridge is $1,300 to $1,400. I got $1,000 of it already paid for.
Okay.
So there are benefits out there, but again, you need to talk to somebody that is an expert.
Yeah, I wouldn't wing this stuff.
No.
This is too complicated.
It is. And there are too many moving parts. Why you get a hold of somebody like Joyce Thompson, and she's able to walk you through, hey, they've got these benefits, United's got these benefits, Humana's got these benefits. What works best for you? What are you looking for? That's what you're trying to do.
Okay, so what are these Medicare Advantage plans? You hear all about them. You've mentioned them several times. How are they different from a traditional A, B, and like one of these supplement, you know, Plan G, and a Part D? The Advantage is all rolled into one, and how are the premiums so inexpensive and sometimes even free?
So
how does that work?
So this was under W. Bush, okay, pushed this through that allowed the private carriers to get into this particular part of administering Medicare and provide these insurance services. And there was a howling and screaming and yelling by a large faction of liberal Democrats, interestingly enough, who didn't want to have this happen. Because the insurance companies are going to get rich, et cetera, et cetera. Well, here's the real story. Number one, the way it works and the reason why there are zero premiums is the federal government pays each one of these carriers X number of dollars a month to administer your claims and handle your benefits and take care of all of that. Okay.
So they're outsourcing that.
They are. CMS.
Essentially.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they're doing a really good job. Here's what you're, so what do you think the fraud level is? The fraudulent claims being paid by Medicare. And every once in a while in the news, you'll see these stories of these doctors who billed millions of dollars for services never performed. In fact, in some cases, they weren't even doctors. They were addresses with doctors' names. So Medicare runs about 17 to 20% fraud.
Oh, wow.
Billions and billions of dollars. What do you think fraud is under the private insurance carrier?
If I had to guess, it's much more tightly, there's a lot more oversight. And I would say that's about as tight as a drum. I would say maybe zero.
No, it's 3%.
It's about 3%.
Okay. But
that does not surprise me.
But when you think, so think about the dollars the federal government is saving, but not paying these fraudulent claims, okay, that they're paying the folks at these various carriers to administer the plans, and they are doing so much more efficiently. Here's another thing I find interesting. 87% of the people on Medicare Advantage plans love their plan. And they have expanded now. I forget the number, how many million people are on these plans across the country, but something tells me it's either it might be as many as 37 million people now are on these plans, somewhere around there, if I'm not mistaken. They have grown exponentially because people get them, and initially people were very skeptical, but over the years, these things continue to expand. They get better. Like, you know, Blue Cross putting this bonus bucks thing in there. You can go get over-the-counter medications. You can use it for if you want to do a ride service with it. I mean, there are all kinds of different things you can use that $1,000 for. And in addition to that, there are gym benefits, silver sneakers, YMCA, all these different things. That's all part of private enterprise competing. Blue Cross competing with United, who's competing with Aetna, who's competing with Cigna, you know, right on down the line, okay, to see if they can get your business and hold on to it.
So what do you know, the private sector competing for your business, and who wins? the consumer every single time. This is just not rocket science. So
no, it's not.
When I hear all these people trying to, you know, pull everything into the government and the government run it, and that drives me crazy, because this is a perfect example of private industry can administer all these Medicare, all the benefits, and much more cost effectively. There is there's 20%, there's 80% less fraud. Okay, and they're competing now, and so the customer wins, the consumer wins every time.
So if you want government-run health care, here are two things you want to keep in mind. It'll be delivered with the efficiency of the United States Post Office and the compassion of the IRS.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Well, that kind of just...
That should give you a pretty good idea of what you're getting. These people are out that are clamoring for national health care.
Yeah.
Keep in mind what's going on. You know, you want to have those same people that are administering those government programs administer your health care. You might want to think twice about that.
Yeah. I wouldn't think for about 2 seconds on that one. I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well... You heard it. We're talking to the one and only Mr. Kerry Hall. He is America's healthcare advocate. If you'd like to check out his radio program, it really, really is an excellent show. It's on almost 300 stations from coast to coast. Go to americashealthcareadvocate.com to learn more about the program, and then find out where it's broadcasting in your neck of the woods, so to speak. You can also just stream it, right? You can stream it online.
Absolutely. And it's on all the podcast platforms that are available, including Amazon Music. I don't know how we got on there, but we're on there.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So after the broadcast, you can check out the podcast at your convenience. If you have a Medicare question, again, reach out to the lovely Joyce Thompson at 913-385-2224. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9th, 2009. Then a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed four great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member of FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by...
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
sitting on a bar stool. Kind of short and kind of square. Through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger.
You can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. And again, it's just been a great time in the studio visiting with my friend and special guest, Mr. Kerry Hall. He is America's healthcare advocate. You can find out more about this wonderful radio program. It's called America'sHealthcareAdvocate.com. Just go to the website and find it in your location, or you could also just stream it online. Again, you can do that through the website. If you have Medicare questions, reach out to the lovely Joyce Thompson anywhere in the country. She can help you. This is a Kansas City-based phone number, but she can help you in any of the states. 913-385-2224. And Kerry, one question that I have is, and I'm a little bit confused on this, can you change policies? So, first of all, right now we're in the throes of Medicare open enrollment, that annual election
October
period.
October 15th, December 7th, right?
Yep. October 15th, December 7th. And, so someone comes in and they want to review and maybe you want to change. Can you change from one policy type to another policy type just seamlessly, or do you have to qualify for the other coverage? I mean, how does that work?
Okay, so on the Medicare Advantage plans from October 15th through December 7th, if you're on a Humana plan and you're not happy and you say, you know what, I think I want to look at United, I think I want to look at Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, you can move laterally across any of those plans during that open enrollment period. There is no underwriting. There are no pre-existing conditions. You can have terminal cancer, and you can move from one plan to another. So
that's the advantage.
That's the advantage plan. So those advantage plans are universal in terms of that you can move from one plan to another, but you can only do it during the open enrollment period. That's your opportunity right there to make that change if you want to go from one carrier to another. Now switch gears and talk about Medicare Supplement. Medicare supplements you can move to with no underwriting initially when you qualify for Medicare at 65, or let's say you're employed until 68, and then you're going to go on Medicare. You have a window. It's 60 days before, 30 days of the month of your birthday, and 60 days afterwards that allow you to go on a Medicare supplement with no underwriting. Now, you're on a Medicare Advantage plan. You want to move to MedSup. you're going to go through underwriting. So if you've got a host of medical issues, you're going to go through medical underwriting, and you're not going to be accepted because they are medically underwritten, and there are pre-existing conditions that count against your ability to get on the plan.
So if you have an Advantage plan and you want to switch to A, B, and then one of these supplemental insurances, G or whatever you want.
G or F, but you can't go on F anymore because you're not allowed to ride. But GF, want to go to plan G, you can do that.
But you have to qualify with your reasonably good health.
If you're in good health, you can make that move. But conversely, if you're on a Med Sup and you want to move over to a Medicare Advantage plan, there's no underwriting. You can go.
Why is that?
It's just the way when the legislation was passed, that was part of the deal the carriers had to buy into, which means anybody that wants to move over qualifies, there is no underwriting, and it is what it is. And carriers had to take that risk, and they had to manage that risk in order to make it work, and they do, and it's worked very effectively.
All right, so we're in the heat of the season here, where the phones are blowing up. So for our procrastinators out there,
we do this every year.
I think about December the 5th, 6th. I'm going to give old Carrie a call. Yeah. I'm going to call Joyce, or I'm going to log on, and I'm just going to figure this thing out.
Right.
And if that doesn't work, then you're just stuck with what you had for another year, I guess. Right.
Yeah. Look, the phones get jammed up, the computers shut down, the sites blow up. It happens every year because people wait until the last minute. For God's sake, take a few minutes, pick up the phone, call Joyce, get an appointment, go talk to her, or she'll do a virtual. You can do it over the phone. You can do it virtually. You can do it in her office, whatever the case may be, and let her walk you through it. And then you can go back and you can say, hey, I want to think about this for a couple of days and I want to make a decision. But don't wait until the last minute and get jammed up, and then you're trying to do it and it turns into a mess.
And so I guess the worst case scenario for the procrastinators out there, and I have procrastinated on a thing or two in my life, so I can, but don't do it on this one. Okay. But worst case scenario, whatever coverage you have, you're going to have it for another year.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the worst. But if you're like, I really don't like this coverage. I need to do something about it. Pick up the phone and call right now. Get this taken care of and get the job done here. 913-385-2224. Ask for Joyce and schedule an appointment. Have a phone call, a virtual appointment. You can meet with her in person as her schedule allows. But the bottom line is just don't put this stuff off. And then can you change your Medicare coverage outside of that annual enrollment period? Are there any exceptions?
If you have a qualifying event. So you move from Arizona to Kansas City.
Okay.
Now you're going to have to move your carrier. Okay.
Okay.
So you're going to want to move from Blue Cross of Arizona to Blue Cross of Kansas City, or Humana of Arizona to Humana. So that's called a qualifying event.
Okay.
Okay. Or you lose, you're employed, you're 68, and you lose your group coverage. That's a qualifying event. You can now go sign up for Medicare.
Okay.
So there are certain, again, this is something, when you talk to somebody like Joyce Thompson, who's, an expert at this, they can explain all that to you so you know. And maybe you're trying to decide, we think we're going to retire. We're still working. We're 68. We kind of like to know. Now's the time to have that conversation.
Yeah.
So hey, I'm going to get off my group plan. I'm going to go on Medicare because we're going to save a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get great coverage. We don't have all the out-of-pocket stuff we had before. And this is going to work for us. So there are ways to do that, but you've got to have that information in order to make a good decision. Simple.
All right. And so, Carrie, last time we had a brief discussion about some of these new Alzheimer's medications, and you had some pretty stunning information that Medicare refusing to pay for Aduhelm, and then there's a new
Biogen one.
The Biogen has one, and I'm just reading it here, reduced cognitive decline by 27% in people with early stage Alzheimer's. So, again, it doesn't cure it, but it's...
Slows it down.
Yeah. It slows down. The progression gives you a longer open window of a higher quality of life, and that's a very good thing. So is Medicare, do you see Medicare ever paying for these drugs?
Well, this is government-run health care, people. Okay, this is exactly what I was talking about a minute ago. Okay, they made the decision not to cover this. The VA also made a decision not to cover it. Now, here's the irony. Private health care covers it. Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You could, if you're on a health insurance plan, a regular health insurance plan, on a group health insurance, et cetera, you can get coverage for this. On the other hand, if you're on a Medicare plan, after it was approved by the FDA and it went through trials and all the rest of it, they decided they weren't going to cover it. Okay. So that's exactly what I'm talking about when you have the government making decisions about your health care. If you're that person, it's, you know, it's somebody in your family, that 27% of those people can improve or slow down their Alzheimer's. Do you think you want that med?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Be careful and what you wish for.
Okay? Yeah, yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And then we just have a few seconds left. Any COVID-related concerns? I mean, it's still going strong. It's much less deadly, but it's more contagious.
100 million people. 1 in 4 are going to get COVID this fall and winter.
Yeah.
I hadn't had it since it started 2.5 years ago, and I got it on my way back from visiting my grandchildren in Pasco, Washington.
Yeah.
So, and I've had, and fortunately I had the fifth booster, and I think I threw it off really quickly because of that. But, yeah, it's going to run rampant this winter again.
Yep, so we got to be careful of that. America'sHealthcareAdvocate.com, or reach out to the lovely Joyce Thompson at 913-385-2224. And, Carrie, thanks so much for being here today. I just really appreciate you coming in today.
Fun to do. I'm glad we're able to do it.
All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. The outcome of the midterms in 9 days could determine abortion access in several states.
The November 8th midterms represent the first nationwide election since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that protected the right to abortion nationally. It's now a state-by-state question that's the subject of ballot measures in some states and is a major issue in many elections. Advocates on both sides of the issue, including the National Right to Life Committee, say election results will determine abortion policy and access. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Luis Inácio Lula da Silva's done it again. 20 years after first winning the Brazilian presidency, the leftist defeated incumbent conservative Jair Bolsonaro in an extremely tight election that marks an about-face for the country after 4 years of conservative politics. With 99.9% of the votes tallied in the runoff, Da Silva had 50.9%, Bolsonaro 49.1%. There is a new threat of increased global hunger after Russia suspended a UN brokered deal on Ukrainian grain shipments.
Russia announced that they will no longer take part in the UN agreement to allow safe passage to ships carrying grain from Ukraine to other parts of the world. President Joe Biden called the move outrageous. The president said Russia should honor their commitment to the deal. The grain initiative has allowed 9 million tons of grain to leave Ukrainian ports since July when the deal was signed. The grain agreement has succeeded in bringing down global food prices, which have fallen by approximately 15% from their peak in March. I'm Karen Chamas.
A stunned soul just beginning on Monday to put together the huge scope of the crowd surge on Saturday night that killed at least 153 people, mostly in their 20s and 30s, including foreign nationals. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Renters around the country having issues with EVs.
Americans who live in apartments without private garages are stringing extension cords across sidewalks and waiting in line at public charging stations to power up their electric vehicles. EVs are soaring in popularity amid tax incentives and high gas prices, but how and where to charge up remains a dilemma that's a barrier for most renters. Cities from Portland to New York are scrambling for solutions, from installing hundreds of public charging stations on streetlights and power poles, to updating building codes to require electrified parking spaces in future apartment complexes. John Scott reporting.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves extending the state of emergency over the water crisis in the capital city of Jackson. Reeves says the state as emergency declared on August 30th would remain in place until November 22nd. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. gets its lowest ranking in the 7 years the Heritage Foundation has been publishing its U.S. Index of Military Strength. Foundation Vice President Joe Carafano tells Salem Media it's not surprising that they given the weak rating, given the Biden administration still doesn't have a military budget 2 years in, while our enemies have funds to bolster theirs.
China is building out its military every day. Iran is as dangerous as ever. Russia, okay, maybe it was a paper tiger, but if Putin survives, it's going to be just like Germany's defeat after World War I. The first thing that Germany started to do is, how can we rebuild and come back better next time? North Korea is probably tested nuclear weapon by Thanksgiving. China is getting more dangerous, and we are basically funding important things like drag queen shows on bases. And not even just in the military. You know, the State Department, they just support $20,000 to fund drag queen shows in Ecuador.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Voting is your right and civic duty. It is important to know who is running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
A whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine because we've got podcasts all week, but this program comes to you via radio or via podcast if you listen to it later. 877-726-8255 is our number. And folks, you're going to have to help me out a little bit today because I'm a little jet-lagged having returned from a annual summit of the American Nutrition Association in San Diego. I got in late last night. Of course, we broadcast from Manhattan, New York City. And so I'm a little discombobulated. So your phone calls will be appreciated to move the show along. You're part of every week's broadcast, 877-726-8255. And yet I'm tremendously excited to be here and share some of the fascinating presentations that I heard at the American Nutrition Association, the theme of which was the impact of nutrition on mental health. And that is an incredibly important area because there is an explosion of information about how diet impacts the psychiatric field. And whether it's childhood maladies, which are skyrocketing, autism, attention deficit disorder, Tourette syndrome, childhood bipolar disorder, something virtually unheard of until recently, or middle life disorders, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression, schizophrenia, and then adult bipolar disease. And then at the other end of the spectrum, there's dementia and Alzheimer's disease. So these are conditions that are treated with either psychotherapy or pharmaceutical drugs, and without that much success. I mean, yeah, look, there some people get a slam dunk response to psychiatric medication. They are essentially cured. They're made functional. They feel whole. But that's a bit of a moonshot for people with psychiatric disorders. Mostly these therapies are ameliorative. They don't cure those conditions. And I'm not saying that there's no place for pharmaceutical drugs, talk therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, phobia treatment, all these things are very, very important, but they have not achieved a true breakthrough in vanquishing psychiatric problems. And so we need nutrition as a component of that. And in the next few weeks and months, I'm going to be rolling out a series of guests who are going to be talking about the relationship between diet and the brain and our mental well-being. At this conference, presenter after presenter laid out a stark fact, which is that it's undeniable we're in the midst of a mental health crisis. I mean, look at the headlines, look around, you know, look at what's happening to people. In addition to formally diagnosed psychiatric conditions, which are definitely on the upswing, major upticks, the statistics are horrible, we're increasingly angry and impulsive, and that's reflected in crime statistics, our political discourse, of course, and raucous social media. If you want to see evidence of that, put a hazmat suit on and go on Twitter or go on TikTok or even Facebook. And so much of this is fueled by societal factors. You know, we've got more and more screen time, and we've got declining values, and we've got the influence of alcohol and drugs and the pervasiveness of pot, for example. But it's arguable that poor diets play a significant role in this epidemic of mental disorders. We've got ultra-processed foods that are laden with sugar and refined seed oils, chemical additives and carby snacks that are virtually bereft of nutrients critical for brain health. They're all pro-inflammatory. And studies have now confirmed that inflammation impairs decision-making and heightens impulsivity. And so when it comes to food selection and consumption, what does impulsivity lead to? Well, it leads to disordered eating, poor choices, and addictive behaviors. And that perpetuates a vicious cycle towards progressive mental impairment. You know, you eat the stuff that inflames your brain, that makes you lose your judgment, and then you tend to eat more of the very same stuff that can undermine your brain function. And neuroimaging now confirms that obesity, we can actually look into the brain, see how it different parts of the brain light up. Obesity in and of itself is associated with brain changes. And given the high percentage of Westerners who now meet the criteria for excess weight, it's small wonder that we're seeing a plethora of psychiatric disorders as well as accelerated progression to dementia. But you don't have to be obese to be suffering from these brain problems, because there is something called the gut-brain axis. It's a two-way highway. So impulses from the brain affect digestion. Stress can even change the composition of the microbiome. It can make you have a leaky gut. And that allows bacterial toxins and food byproducts to go directly into your circulation where it doesn't belong and circulate across the blood-brain barrier and affect your brain. And conversely, the GI tract also has a profound impact on the brain. There's the concept of psychobiotics, probiotics, that influence mood. We talked a lot about that at the American Nutrition Association conference. There are actually animal studies that show that if you do a fecal transfer from an extroverted mouse to an introverted mouse, a mouse that acts for all the world like a depressed person, you know, sticking to itself and having social phobia, you can turn these introverted mice into gregarious critters, you know, acting normally. So there's a real call to action, because there was an unprecedented conference at the White House recently, which the American Nutrition Association attended. And there's an op-ed in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition by a politician. Now, we ordinarily don't like to hear from politicians, right? But this is good news, folks, because a congressman and a group of his colleagues, Congressman James McGovern, has called for heightened awareness of nutrition in health. And it's high time, because we've got a crisis in terms of degenerative diseases. We've got a crisis in terms of mental diseases. And in this op-ed, he recites these stark facts, and I'm quoting: of the over 28,300 medical students who graduated last year in the U.S., very few received adequate training in nutrition. Duh. Only about one-fifth of American medical schools require students to take a nutrition course, and requirements for nutrition curriculum and competency are limited or absent for key medical specialties, including internal medicine, cardiology, and even pediatrics. Furthermore, physicians' assistants and nurse practitioners have also expressed the need for expanded nutrition education. He continues, our doctors are graduating from medical school with huge amounts of knowledge, but without the necessary tools to screen for dietary problems, provide simple nutrition advice, or provide referrals as needed. A survey of resident physicians reported that only 14% believe they received adequate training in nutrition. And a survey of cardiologists, where nutrition is key, I think everyone would agree, showed that 90% believe they received minimal or no nutrition training during their schooling, even though 95% of these self-same cardiologists believed it was their personal responsibility to discuss nutrition with their patients. So we got a gap. Organizations like the American Nutrition Association, of which I'm proud to be a member, are addressing that gap. And if there are any nutrition health professionals out there, I heartily advise you to join the ANA and go to one of their conferences and learn more about the impact of nutrition on health. And I promise you, in weeks to come and months to come on Intelligent Medicine, you'll be hearing more from luminaries, great researchers and communicators on the impact of food and targeted supplementation on mood. Got some really fantastic guests lined up, so check out our podcast at drhoffman.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Our lifespan is increasing. But what about our health span, the portion of our lives in which we're healthy? Extend your health span with SRW, Science Research Wellness. SRW is a nutraceutical company that curates the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and processes within our cells that change with age. SRW's Cell Range line, Cell 1, Cell 2, and Cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system range which supports the 9 areas of the cell to change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. SRW's carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. Learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age by going to srw.co. That's srw.co. SRW, the science of aging well. SRW.co. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary.
Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol-for-life-balance for more information and to order. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to a world of service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
That's ANGI. Or download the app today.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255. Our number, we invite your phone calls. That number, by the way, is available to you 24/7, 365. And we encourage you to call even when we're not in the air and record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Question. My neurologist has done some blood work, and just curious your opinion, the B12 blood rate that I have is above high normal. It's 1848. Just wanted your opinion if I should be concerned, and what do I do to get this down? This is the first time my B12 has been high. I have stopped taking B12 supplements a while ago, about 6 months ago, thinking that it would be low, thinking that I would need it at my age, which is 73, 74.
Okay. So, yeah, this is a common question because they give you ranges of normal for B12. And I think, you know, commonly the ranges are 180 or 200 as the low end and 1200 as the high end, and you're above normal. And unlike other things, like cholesterol, for example, too high B12 is normally not a problem. It's more on the low end where we start to have concerns. And actually, I think the standards for low B12 are too lenient. I think that people who have a B12 of 300 or 350 might need to pay more attention to B12 intake, either via their diets, because vegan diets are notorious low in B12, take some supplements. And also, there's a question of something called intrinsic factor, which helps you absorb B12. People with pernicious anemia, they can't absorb the B12 adequately. I used to say, I used to pose the analogy like, okay, what if we look at the net worth of Bill Gates? You know, it is abnormally high, but that's not a problem. That's not an abnormality that we need to address. In fact, it's a good thing, right? When it comes to B12, there's been some speculation that high levels of B12 can be linked in unclear ways with some health risks. And I've looked at some of the literature, and for the most part, I would tell patients, don't worry about it. If you're otherwise healthy, there's not a problem. I think it's certain liver disorders. Sometimes B12 gets extraordinarily high. There was a kind of an alarmist article in the New York Times saying that, watch out for high B12 because in one study, high B12 was associated with increased mortality. The implication being like, don't take your B12 because B12 might kill you. No, that's not the case. In fact, alleviating B12 deficiency is very important for so many people. And even taking B12 shots, which send your B12 into the stratosphere, that has really been associated with helping people with energy. But, you know, I think it's prudent for you to stop taking the B12 for a while. See if the B12 levels go down. Make sure that there's not a lot of B12 in your multi, because that may be a source of B12. And see what happens when you just absorb B12 from food. And see if you remain in a normal range. Generally, not a problem, I would reassure you. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, while we're talking about diet for mental disorders, there is a suite of supplements that can address stress and mood. And that's why I want to share with you some information about the Protocol for Life Balance product line, which is available at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. As you know, Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients that are backed by strong scientific research, and among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. Myo-inositol powder promotes emotional and mental wellness and healthy eating patterns. L-theanine can support relaxation without drowsiness. It helps focus and concentration, and it promotes healthy cognitive function. And clinical stress relief has been shown to support healthy cortisol levels, and thus can help to relieve the symptoms of stress from everyday life. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. And when we return, I'm going to share with you a cautionary tale. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I'm Andy Solomon. The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards, celebrate individuals and organizations making impactful change in the cancer community. The awards are part of the AstraZeneca Your Cancer program and in partnership with Scientific American Custom Media. This year's C2 Catalyst for Care Award winner is Sparrow's Nest of the Hudson Valley, represented by Krista Jones, founder and executive director.
Sparrow's Nest was started in 2012 and provides weekly deliveries of homemade meals to families facing cancer in 5 counties across New York's Hudson Valley.
The C2 Awards seek to shine a light upon unsung community heroes who often go unrecognized by traditional awards programs.
Sparrow's Nest began as a personal commitment to helping a friend navigate her stage 4 cancer diagnosis and evolved from feeding 16 people into a charity that now feeds nearly 300 people each week.
To learn more, visit yourcancer.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand-new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order,
the Society of Animal Artists 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
And trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. You can join in on the conversation or pose a question by calling 877-726-8255 or record a question during the week when, even when we're not on the air. I just want to share with you that out of the time I spent in lockdown during COVID, I did an extraordinary amount of thinking, and I interviewed people and attended conferences via Zoom on the subject of how nutrition and lifestyle can enhance immunity. And I distilled all that in an Intelligent Medicine special report. It's entitled Immunity Reset, a Personalized Plan to Pandemic-Proof Your Body and Build Resilience for a Long, Healthy Life. And you can get it free. All you have to do is go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu, and then click Immunity Reset. You can get my special report free, and it'll be a valuable resource for you going forward as we, you know, ordinary colds and flus, too, are part of that. Yeah, COVID is receding. It's becoming endemic rather than pandemic. But we still have to buttress our immune systems in the face of ordinary infections, COVID too, because some of the measures we've taken to achieve zero COVID have been, to say the least, a little less effective than was hoped for. 877-726-8255, our number. And now I want to share with you a cautionary tale via our audio engineer, today's board op, Steve, who has a family tragedy, unfortunately. Steve, can you share a little bit what transpired in your family?
Yeah, my older brother passed a few weeks ago. I appreciate everyone's reaching out, but it was definitely...
We're so sorry to hear about that. And it was a premature death. He was a young man.
Yeah, he actually he would have turned 45 this week, so nothing normal here.
Indeed. So, okay, so then, you know, we ask, you know, how does a 44-year-old come to harm? And, you know, there's a lot of buzz on, you know, if you go on Twitter, on the Internet, they show case after case, you know, somebody took the vaccine, and they within a week or two, they dropped dead, you know, died in their sleep, you know, the young, healthy individuals. Was this the case with your brother?
No, he never got vaccinated. That's obviously a personal decision for him. But, no, he was, you know, I was telling you, 5'11", 6', maybe 170, so not overweight.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty perfect BMI. You know, that's normal. So he wasn't suffering from obesity. Okay.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, I took him down with some type of heart condition, and we had no idea. We were trying to, you know, do the math on this one, and he wasn't overweight. No, he wasn't diabetic. Wasn't vaccinated. And I think his daily lifestyle kind of contributed to it. So, digging into it, he didn't really treat his body as well as he should have, and that's kind of a message for everyone else.
Indeed. So what are some of the factors that, you know, in retrospect, may have predisposed him to an early cardiac death?
He definitely did not eat regular meals, never really ate breakfast or drank water. So drink water if you can as much as possible. Was not really an alcoholic, but he did smoke a pack of cigarettes every day, and that's not, you know, I wouldn't... If you can get off that habit, I would urge you to do that as soon as possible.
Right. And so he was a construction worker.
Correct.
And so he had relatively physically active, would you say? Was he, I mean, perhaps he didn't exercise, you know, go to a gym and, you know, get on the elliptical machine, but he did, like, some form of manual labor. So there was it wasn't a completely sedentary lifestyle, right? And he wasn't obese.
Definitely moving around, but when it comes down to it, definitely didn't eat his fruits and vegetables or drink enough water, and coupled that with, you know, packed cigarettes a day for 25 years.
What about his beverage consumption? Because you mentioned his favorite drink was what?
Dr.
Pepper. Yep. and sweetened teas and
purely tea,
fruit drinks, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it was pretty much, didn't really drink, never drank coffee, but We're trying to just sip on iced tea throughout the day and have Dr. Pepper at night, no water. I've never really seen him drink much water either.
Right. And then the other thing is, and in the typical male fashion, you know, so macho males do this, he ignored some of the warning signs. What were those?
Yeah, so apparently he didn't tell our family, but he was telling his friends that he had been having some chest pains and being out of breath for a few weeks. And then, we were talking off air about, you know, that is sure signs of something coronary going on between, you know, pain in your neck and your chest. And we had no idea until his best friend told us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we don't have any results or autopsies yet, but that's kind of what it's looking like.
Right. So at the funeral and you know, the eulogy, you know, you lamented his passing, but also it was kind of a teachable moment. And I think some of the people shared that to honor his memory, you know, perhaps it's advisable to get the word out about, you know, especially for men, you know, get checked out. Look at your risk factors, you know, evaluate your diet, stop smoking, you know, some of these things, right?
Yeah, I mean, I will admit that I don't go to my physician as much as I should, but I think the takeaway from everything.
It's a guy thing.
Yeah,
a guy thing.
And I think
yeah.
The takeaway from that is every 6 months to a year, go see a physician, especially if you're over 30 and especially if you're over 40, please go see a physician. Even if you think nothing's wrong, please. You don't know until it's too late, and I'll be the first to tell you.
Indeed, and there's a you're not that into it, but a bit of a correction is that you shared with me that your girlfriend's a nurse, an RN.
His girlfriend was.
Oh, his girlfriend was. Okay, well, I guess he didn't heed her warnings, but at the funeral, she probably was pretty outspoken about
100%.
That, right? Okay. Once again, condolences, and our radio family offers their condolences on your loss. But at the very least, maybe we can make something positive out of it. It certainly is a teachable moment for, especially for men out there who lead a rugged lifestyle and feel they're indestructible. Thanks, Steve. 877-726-8255, our number. And let me share with you something that is very important. And I'm really pleased to usher in this new sponsor. Because as with all our sponsors, I believe implicitly in the products that they offer. And this is a new niche for sponsorship here on Intelligent Medicine that I think badly needs to be filled. And it has to do with lifespan. Our lifespan is increasing, but what about our health span? The portion of our lives in which we are healthy. Well, you can, according to the latest research, extend your lifespan. And there's a company called SRW, Science Research Wellness, a nutraceutical company that's addressing this by curating the latest science and research to formulate supplements designed to support the structure, function, and process within our very cells that change with age. SRW's cell range line, cell 1, cell 2, and cell 3, constitute the complete cellular system, a suite of nutrients which support the 9 areas of the cell that change with age, the 9 hallmarks of aging. And by the way, that's a great book, so check it out. We interviewed the author, Dr. Greg McPherson, who is the brain behind SRW. Their carefully selected cutting-edge ingredients and formulations support the aging process in a way that previous generations have not had access to. So you can learn more about the science behind SRW, the 9 hallmarks of aging, and how you can find out your biological age. Yeah, they actually provide that service by going to srw.co. That's srw.co, the science of aging well, srw.co. And we welcome them to our roster of great sponsors here on Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. And here's another great product that I've been taking lately. I've been taking, and they're not a sponsor, but I'm going to give them a shout-out because I personally take a product called MitoPure. It's Urolithin A. And Urolithin A has shown great promise in supporting the mitochondria. And that's part of the process of aging, is when the mitochondria decline, you basically run out of cellular energy. And so I take it, you know, and I take it on the basis that I wanted to improve athletic performance because there are some promising studies that suggest that by supporting the mitochondria, it may increase strength and endurance, especially in people as they age. The product is MitoPure, and the active ingredient is Urolithin A. Well, lo and behold, there seems to be another ancillary benefit to Urolithin A. Headline, metabolite product from pomegranate. Researchers identify a way to boost tumor-fighting immune cells. This is very cool. A research team in Frankfurt at the Goethe University has shown that Urolithin A induces a biological pathway that recycles and renews mitochondria through a process known as mitophagy. You know, you've heard of autophagy, that's the body's cleanup. Well, the mitochondria specifically have their own cleanup system. It's called mitophagy. Aged and damaged mitochondria in the T cells are removed and replaced by new functional ones. And this reprograms the T cells, which are thus more able to fight tumors. So they say this is not so much a form of treatment that kills the cancer cell, you know, like chemotherapy, but works on the immune system, which is the natural defense against cancer. So again, you know, they need more research to demonstrate that there's actually in humans an anti-cancer effect. But wouldn't it be great if you could get an anti-aging effect, muscle strengthening and endurance supporting effect, as well as, you know, without the risk of increasing cancer, au contraire, it actually seems to help the immune system with its surveillance against the development of cancer cells and their spread in the body. So a very cool product, MitoPure, from, I think, Timeline Nutrition is the company that offers it. And I'm going to give them a shout-out because it's a product I like to take. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
What do you picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their support of mood and emotional wellness: myo-inositol powder, L-theanine, and clinical stress relief. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Any guess on how old Cadillac is? 120. For 12 decades, Cadillac has been pioneering tech and innovation in the automotive space with many firsts, as we hear from Phil Dauchy, Cadillac's global head of brand strategy.
We were the first to have a closed body car. Before that, all cars were open air. The first car to have V8 interchangeable parts. Before that, all engine parts had to be crafted specifically for one vehicle. The first car company to have an automatic starter. Before that, you had to hand crank your car. We're the first car company to have an automatic carburetor. Before that, you had to go down the road and adjust fuel for speed, temperature, and altitude. The first car company to have magnetic ride control. First curved automotive glass. First motorized sunroof. First headlights. First subscription service.
And that's just a small sampling. The company's also looking to the future, especially with its Cadillac Lyriq EV, which I'll tell you more about next time. Cadillac.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and now to talk a little bit about COVID. Yeah, it's still around. And White House messaging is all over the place on the new bivalent vaccine. President Biden made an appearance this week where he got, it must be his fifth shot, his Omicron booster, and this in spite of the fact that he recently had COVID, I think it was less than 3 months ago. It's generally recommended by doctors that you wait 3 months after a case of COVID before you get the vaccine. Nonetheless, he wanted to show his public spiritedness and exhort the public to take the vaccine, of which the government has purchased an enormous number of dosages. So they stockpiled the new Omicron vaccine, which guarantees sales and profits for Pfizer, the maker of the new bivalent vaccine. But the uptake has been poor, and so they're really pushing it. And he stated something to the effect of, you know, you take the vaccine, it's going to offer you a lot of protection, you know, flu season coming up, take the flu vaccine and the Omicron vaccine, and, oh, by the way, it's going to reduce transmissibility, which is actually something that's been dispelled, that it may reduce transmissibility a little bit, but it really doesn't reduce transmissibility to a significant extent. So, unfortunately, there are a couple of studies that came out recently, just this week, which are at odds with these claims that the Omicron booster is an advance over the previous vaccines. I mean, the whole idea is, look, okay, we know that the virus has changed. And so to use the vaccines that we developed against the original strain of COVID may miss the target. So it kind of makes sense. The new vaccine is bivalent. So it's got some of the components of the original vaccine against COVID, which we started administering in 2020, but it's got a new updated spike protein antigen that conforms to the Omicron virus. And so it's thought you're going to get double coverage. You're going to get a boost to, you know, whatever you got from the previous vaccines, plus you're going to get something new and distinctive that may confer special protection against the new Omicron variants. So the problem is that two studies seem to upend these expectations. This according to CBSNews.com. So, you know, this is mainstream news. We're not talking, you know, Robert F. Kennedy, you know, somebody who is a critic of the vaccine program. This is mainstream. What they found in these two studies, there was no significant difference in neutralization of any SARS COVID variant tested between individuals who received a fourth monovalent vaccine and those who received a fourth dose of bivalent vaccine. So let me repeat. They gave people a fourth vaccine, which was the, you know, the old-fashioned vaccine, and then they gave people a booster on their fourth dose of a bivalent vaccine, the new updated Omicron vaccine. And one study concluded there was no difference. So, and this may have to do with something called immune system original sin, which means that once you calibrate an immune response, that it sticks to the original immune response. The immune response was to the old spike protein, and just introducing the new variant of the spike protein, your immune system anchors itself to the original virus. And that's why, you know, and they anticipated that. I said, this may subvert our attempts to update the vaccine. Well, it turns out that may be the case. They say there was also an experiment against the new BA5 variant, and there was only a modest and non-significant improvement from the updated boosters in their study. So two studies, neither of which show any distinct advantage over the previous vaccines of the new Omicron vaccine. So it's going to be a tough sell. And the messaging from the White House is that this is the bomb. This is great stuff. Dr. Ashish Jha, who was the White House vaccine spokesperson, says, I do think that the protection against infection is going to be better than if you were getting the original prototype booster. However, the research does not support that, and we also may see new variants that completely elude the vaccine as the virus mutates, as it so often does. It adapts to new circumstances, and it tries to elude our immune system memories, whether acquired from a natural infection or whether acquired from vaccines. So, it's like Houston, we have a problem. The new vaccine, a lot of people mistrustful of it and a little skeptical about the claims that it is going to offer significantly more protection than previous vaccines have afforded. 877-726-8255, our number. We got lots coming up in the next hour, so stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our website, drhoffman.com, where you can find podcasts, follow us on social media, download our newsletter, and subscribe to it. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
this holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Simply Safe was named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors and HD cameras are powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for faster police response. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to get 40% off any new system today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Concerned relatives raced to hospitals in search of their loved ones Sunday as South Korea grieved the deaths of at least 153 people who were trapped and crushed after a huge Halloween party crowd surged into a narrow alley in a nightlife district in Seoul. The latest from the BBC's Celia Hatton.
95 of the 153 victims were in their 20s. Four of them were teenagers, and the rest were in their 30s and 40s. So really very, very young people. Also, officials are warning that this death toll will likely rise. 37 of those who are injured have very serious injuries, and so we're expecting the death toll to climb.
Poland has chosen the U.S. government and Westinghouse to build the Central European country's first nuclear power plant, part of an effort to burn less coal and gain greater energy independence. Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp, Democrat challenger Stacey Abrams trading harsh attacks on their final debate Sunday before the November 8th midterm elections, both elaborating on their positions on abortion and offering sharply differing visions for the state's economy. The latest NAEP test score shows a major decrease in scores from the last time they were taken in 2019. Heritage Foundation research fellow Jason Bedrick tells the Salem Radio Network in most states, students lost between a half year and a full year of learning.
Students were not given access to in-person instruction. We see, for example, that fourth grade students whose classes were entirely or mostly online are about one grade level behind in math relative to students who had entirely in-person instruction.
As early as the fall of 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting in-person learning was rarely a source of COVID outbreak. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Russians are said to be clearing hospitals in the Kherson region ahead of an expected advance by Ukraine's forces.
According to Ukrainian military officials, Russian troops are moving large numbers of sick and wounded soldiers from hospitals in Kherson, a southern region that Ukraine is fighting to retake after it was invaded by Russia. Following recent reports of Kremlin-appointed authorities urging people to leave affected areas, Ukrainian Armed Forces spokesperson Oleksandr Shtupun says evacuations of Russia-held areas continue, including hospitals, adding that all medical equipment and medicines are being removed too. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
UN Mideast envoy says 2022 is on course to be the deadliest year for Palestinians in the West Bank since the UN started tracking fatalities in 2005. And they're calling for immediate action to calm an explosive situation, their words, and move toward renewing Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. More at townhall.com. Apple's boosted sales and profits during the latest quarter.
And while that depressed the fortunes of other major tech companies, it doesn't necessarily mean the iPhone giant will be immune to a potential recession. Even though Apple fared well, the July-September results signaled the world's most valuable company is facing some of the same economic headwinds that hammered the profits of Microsoft and corporate parents of both Google and Facebook. Both Apple's revenue and earnings topped analyst estimates, but its iPhone sales missed projections in a potentially troubling sign. Jason Walker reporting.
There are reports the Big 12's reached an agreement on a 6-year contract extension with ESPN and Fox worth more than $2 billion that will keep the conference's media rights with those networks through the 2030-31 college sports seasons. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and how about some Halloween humor, beginning with Father Knows Best, and then The Great Gildersleeve. This first series is better remembered by many as a television program, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson, Jane Wyatt as his wife Margaret, and his children played by Eleanor Donahue, Billy Gray, and Lauren Chapin. But like so many TV sitcoms in the 1950s, Father Knows Best originated on radio. An audition disc was recorded in December of 1948, and the family's name was Henderson, not Anderson. And the father, Jim, was portrayed as somewhat of adult. Well, the series title was played more as a joke then, as Father didn't really know best. But when it became a full-time series in January of 49, not only did the surname change to Anderson, but Father, as voiced by Young, was played much smarter. Except for Young, the radio cast was entirely different than the TV cast. Margaret was initially played on radio by June Whitley. Rhoda Williams was daughter Betty. Ted Donaldson was son Bud. And Norma Jean Nilsen was little Kathy. By the time this Halloween-themed episode was broadcast, Jim's wife was now being voiced by Jean Vanderpyl. This is from October 29th, 1953.
Mother, are Post 40% Bran Flakes really the best-tasting cereal of them all?
Well, your father says so. And Father Knows Best.
October rolls around, the air is crisp and clear, and hearts of men are happy in the twilight of the year. In Springfield, in the white frame house on Maple Street, the Andersons are at breakfast. It's a beautiful day, bright and brisk, and, well, it starts out as a beautiful day anyway, like this.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Hi, Daddy.
What a day. What a beautiful, wonderful day.
Mother. Just a moment, Betty. Here's your cereal, dear.
Thank you. Margaret, look at that sun. Look at that sky. Smell those golden leaves burning in the sunlight. Have you ever in your whole life seen a more beautiful day?
No, dear. Drink your milk, Kathy.
Take a breath of that air. Clear, cold, clean as a whistle. They can talk all they like about spring. This is the time of year that puts zip into a man. Pass the cream and sugar, Betty, please.
But if you don't hurry, you're going to be late.
Okay, Mom.
I tell you, it's weather like this that made America the greatest country in the world. That keeps America on its toes. It's weather like this that stirs up your blood, makes you want to get out and do things, climb a few mountains, jump over a few trees. Makes you glad just to be alive.
Mother, now? All right, dear. Go ahead.
Father, I need $5.
Margaret, why is it that every time I come to the breakfast table, somebody suddenly discovers that he's short $5? Doesn't anybody in this family ever have enough money?
But, Father...
Betty, let your father finish. Go ahead, dear.
When I was a boy, I had to stick to my allowance. If I needed an extra quarter, I had to go out and work for it. I couldn't just wait until my father was in a good mood and then announce that I needed $5. Money didn't grow on trees when I was a boy, and it doesn't grow on trees now. I give each of you an allowance, a very generous allowance, I might say.
Ha! Kathy, be quiet.
And unless there's an emergency of an unusual and unforeseen nature, I expect every member of this family to get along on the funds allotted to him. Now, is that understood? All right.
Mother?
All right, dear.
Father, I simply have to have $5.
Betty, I just finished telling you. Why do you need $5?
For a wig.
A wig? What's the matter, getting a little thin on top?
Father. It's for her costume, Jim. She's going as Marie Antoinette.
She's going where as Marie Antoinette?
To Janie Liggett's. Janie's having a costume party tonight.
Doesn't Janie Liggett ever do anything but give parties? What's the matter with that girl?
Dear, it's Halloween, and she just thought...
Janie Liggett can find more excuses for a party than Elsa Maxwell's press agent. And why this sudden affection for Marie Antoinette? Why doesn't she go as Daniel Boone? I've got an old coonskin hat she can have for nothing.
I'm going to be a devil.
Now, that's more like it, you see. Kathy won't even need a costume.
Mommy...
Kathy, darling, your father was only joking.
He hurt my feelings.
Say, Dad...
Since when is Janie Liggett inviting Kathy to her parties? That's something new, isn't it?
Dad...
Kathy isn't going to Janie's party, Father. It's a costume ball for grown-ups, not infants. Mommy...
Oh, Betty, I wish you wouldn't say things like that. All right, Kathy, stop making faces and drink your milk.
Well, she hurt my feelings, too.
Say, Dad...
Kathy just said she's going to be a devil. Is somebody else giving a party?
No, dear. Kathy and her little friends are going to play trick-or-treat.
We're going to ring doorbells and get candy.
I don't think that's a good idea at all. Bunch of hoodlums going around threatening people into giving them ammunition for a stomachache. Kathy, you're not going to ring any doorbells, and that's final.
Gee whiz.
Say, Dad...
Bud, will you please stop interrupting? Talk, and you never say anything.
Gosh, nobody gives me a chance.
All right, what is it?
Well, I have to leave for school right away, and I'm going out with the fellas tonight, so could I please have a dollar?
No. Now stop interrupting and let me finish what I was saying.
But, Dad...
For the last time, Bud, no. You get your allowance on Saturday, and it's got to take care of you for the week. You've got to learn to make your money last.
But, Dad...
Jim... This is Saturday.
That makes absolutely no difference. If Bud thinks... That is, isn't it?
Gosh, Dad, all I want is my allowance.
Well, why didn't you say so? Here, don't spend it all in one place.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Bud, are you going to a party tonight?
No, not exactly. Joe Phillips bought a Zoom buggy, and we all thought we'd just sort of cruise around for a while.
Well, I've got a better idea. We'll celebrate Halloween in a safe and sane manner by going to the movies.
Aw, gee.
Gee whiz, Dad.
Jim, I don't want to make an issue
Margaret,
of it,
but... I will not have the children running around the streets after dark. You know I don't approve of it.
I know, dear. But last night the paper said there was an epidemic of measles in Springfield, and I just wondered
All right,
if
then. We'll stay home. I have no objections.
Holy cow. Everybody else can go out on Halloween.
I hope I get the measles. That's what I hope. I hope everybody gets the measles.
Oh, Kathy, you don't mean that. Your father is only doing what he feels is best.
You don't have to apologize for me, Margaret. I'm not going to have my children acting like a bunch of juvenile delinquents.
Father, you still haven't told me. May I have $5?
When I was a boy, we had fun on Halloween. We weren't a menace to the community. We did all sorts of things like...
Taking the gates off fences.
Taking the gates off fences.
Letting the air out of people's tires.
Letting the air out of people... We did no such thing.
Well, you were certainly blamed for it.
I was framed, and you know it. Well, I wasn't anywhere near the... I was, Halloween was a festive occasion for the entire family. We spent the evening together, bobbing for apples, drinking apple cider, biting an apple on a string.
You're sure lucky somebody invented apples.
Very funny. Big joke.
Father, if you'd only tell
Betty,
me...
Betty, the phone's ringing.
Oh, all right. Mother, tell him how important it is.
Jim, Betty really has her heart set on
it. Oh,
I'll
let her have the money, you know that. Why does she have to figure out such elaborate costumes? $5 for a wig. Say, Margaret, I haven't had any breakfast yet.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. How would you like some nice poached eggs this morning?
Oh, I don't care anything at all.
It won't take a minute.
Now look, Bud and Kathy, there's no need to act as though the world had caved in. We'll have a lot of fun all by ourselves.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Well, we used to have fun together all the time, don't you remember? We'll play games, listen to the radio.
Some fun.
Well, of course, if you'd rather go to bed right after dinner. Who was it, Betty?
Janie Liggett. And I don't need the $5.
What is it, dear? Is anything wrong?
Oh, no, everything's fine. Janie's sister has the measles, and the whole thing is called off.
Oh, that's too bad, Betty. But I'm sure someone else will have a party that you can go to.
Oh, that Janie's sister. With 365 days to get the measles, she has to pick Halloween.
Margaret, how would you like to give a Halloween party?
Oh, Jim, there isn't time. Well, Halloween is tonight.
Oh, I don't mean a big party. I mean just a small, old-fashioned Halloween party. The kind we used to have years ago.
Oh, I don't know, dear. We haven't made any preparations. There isn't a thing in the house.
Well, you've got all day. And anyway, what do you need? A couple of dozen donuts, a gallon of apple cider, and you're all set. What do you say, Betty?
Oh, I suppose so.
That's what I like. Spirit, enthusiasm. How about you, Kathy?
You mean just...
Well, no. Suppose we invite some friends. Each of you may have two guests.
Hey, that'll be all right. How about that, Betty?
I worked for 3 weeks on that costume, and now I'll wind up in my own cellar.
It's not a cellar, Betty. It's a playroom.
Well, it's a cellar to me.
Yes, sir. We'll have lots of fun. Good old-fashioned fun and good old-fashioned refreshments. Donuts and cider, popcorn and candy, apples and nuts, chestnuts, walnuts, peanuts... How about it, Betty?
Can I invite Ralph? And Billy Smith?
Sure, invite anybody you want. How about asking Janie Liggett?
She can't go anywhere. The whole house is quarantined.
Quarantined? For the measles?
I told you last night, Jim, the epidemic is really becoming serious.
Oh, well, we won't worry about it now. Let's finish our breakfast. And tonight, say, we could even have a square dance.
Father, could we really?
Well, I should say... Didn't you know I was the best square dance caller in Springfield? Oh, swing that gal from Arkansas. She ain't been swung since way last fall. Then cross the hall and swing Grandma. All turn around and swing Sally Gooden. Margaret!
I'm in the dining room, Jim.
Margaret, I met Hector Smith on the way home and I... Holy jumping Jehoshaphat. What's that?
What's what, dear?
All that stuff on the table. What did they do, move the market up here?
Jim, after all, if you're going to have people in for a party...
Well, that's a relief. I thought maybe you'd ask them to stay for the winter. 6, 8, Holy smoke, 10 dozen donuts?
12, dear. The children took 2 boxes downstairs.
Margaret, why? 144 donuts?
Well, Jim, you have to feed 22 growing children.
22? I told them to invite 6. How did it become 22?
Oh, like Topsy, I guess. It just grew.
6 gallons of cider, 5 pounds of popping corn, 12 quarts of milk, 4 cases of soda pop, 6... Margaret, where are they?
The children? Oh, they're down in the playroom, fixing the decorations.
Decorations? What decorations? I asked them to get 6 kids to duck for apples. Who said anything about decorations?
Well, the playroom did look a little bare, and they just thought...
It was supposed to be a simple little party, just a few kids. That's what I told Hector. And now look.
Jim, you didn't invite the Smith.
Well, sure, but I didn't know it was going to be anything like this. And Hector just had his teeth pulled, and he looked kind of lonesome.
Jim, you know that Elizabeth doesn't fit into a thing like this. She'll spend half the night bragging about her Mayflower-Stuyvesant ancestors. She'll make us feel as if she's slumming.
Well, I didn't know it was going to be anything like this. I told them they could ask 2 guests apiece. That's all I said.
Well, Betty couldn't ask Marion Swift without asking Grace Russell. And they both had dates.
Margaret, so... I want you to be perfectly honest and truthful. If we had spent a quiet evening at the movies, wouldn't it have been worth a simple case of measles?
Time for a short break on Father Knows Best, but we'll be right back after this.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Albee. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA, 246-YMCA, or go online to sfymca.org.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. In Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Jim, will you please not call me Liz? You know how I loathe that name.
Jim.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Where's this item, Mom? Betty said you had some more.
It's right here next to the table, dear.
Okay. How's your eye, Mrs. Smith?
Oh, it's not well, Bud. It's not well at all.
Boy, that sure was funny. You should have seen the look on your face.
Bud.
All right, Bud. Take the cider and beat it.
Some party, huh, Dad?
Yeah, boy. What a brawl.
Leave it to my son. He always manages to say just the right thing at just the wrong time.
Mommy.
Just a minute, Kathy. Dear, see what Kathy wants, will you please?
Oh, probably another donut if I know Kathy. Don't go away, Heck. I'll be right back.
Okay, Jim. Elizabeth, maybe if I went out and bought a piece of steak or something.
Don't you come near me. Don't you even touch me.
What's the matter, Kathy? Did they run out of donuts downstairs?
Daddy, is it all right if I go to bed? I'm awful tired.
Well, I guess so, dear. Aren't you having a good time?
I don't know. I feel sleepy. And I hurt all over.
Well, Kathy, why don't you... Margaret?
Yes, Jim?
Could I see you for a minute, please? Why don't you lie down on the couch, Kathy? Mommy will be here in just a second.
All right, Daddy.
Jim, you know how upset Elizabeth is. Did you have to... Why, Kathy, what is it?
I'm sleepy, Mommy. I want to go to bed.
She said she didn't feel well. She hurts all over.
Jim, call Dr. Simmons.
Oh, Margaret, there's no reason to get all excited.
Jim, will you please call Dr. Simmons?
All right, all right.
You're going to be all right, darling. Mommy and Daddy won't let anything happen to their little girl. Jim, please hurry.
Well, I have to find his number, don't I? Oh, here it is. 3890. 3890. H-U-3-8-9-0.
Tell him she has a slight fever.
All right. She has? Oh, hello, Dr. Simmons. This is Jim Anderson. Oh, fine, thank you. Doctor, it's... yes, she's fine, too, thank you. Doctor, I... Well, they're fine, except Kathy. She doesn't feel very well. Yeah, she says she's very tired. Uh-huh.
Jim, tell him about the fever.
Margaret says she has a fever. Oh, it does? I see. Not for an hour, huh? You couldn't possibly make it any sooner than that. All right, Doctor. We'll put her to bed right away. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. In the meantime, I'll send all the kids home. Your what? Your what? Oh, no, Doctor. Dr. Simmons, you can't do a thing like that. It isn't human. Dr. Simmons. Dr. Simmons. Dr. Simmons.
Jim,
Is it measles?
That's what he thinks. And Margaret, we'll all be quarantined for a week.
Now, Margaret, you just leave everything the way it is and go up to Kathy. Go on now. Shoot.
Elizabeth,
I said shoot. I've got two perfectly healthy men here to help me, and we've got a lot of things to figure out.
Go ahead, dear. Kathy will feel better if you're with her.
But, Jim, there are so many things to do, and all these children...
Well, we'll figure it out, honey. You go on up to Kathy.
Margaret, you know you're not doing anybody any good down here.
No, I guess I'm not. I'll go upstairs, but please call me if you need any help.
All right, dear, we will.
Now...
Jim, I didn't want to say anything while Margaret was here, but what are we going to do with those kids?
I know what I'd like to do with them.
Yeah. You know, sometimes they got laws against the most sensible things.
If you two great brains are through with your little jokes, we'll get down to work.
Elizabeth, you know, this is the first time I've ever seen you this way. I mean, with your sleeves rolled up and your hair let down. It looks good.
Well, thanks.
She'd look even better without that shiner.
You and I will go into that later, dear. In the meantime, let's see now. 22 children and 4 adults.
Hmm.
That means sleeping space for 26. How many beds do you have?
5, without Kathy's.
Be a little crowded, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, there's always a couch.
Well, we have 4 beds, including the one in the guest room, so that makes 9.
Wait a minute. You're not going to all the trouble of bringing 4 beds over here, are you?
Well, gosh, Jim, they certainly won't do anybody any good in our house.
We can't expect those children to sleep on the floor. Not for an entire week. It'd be criminal.
But all that trouble and inconvenience...
Jim, they have a wonderful new invention called the telephone. Hector is going to use it in the morning and call the moving company. Right, Hector?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Tell them where to pick up a key and have them bring all the beds over here.
Right.
Then tell them to empty the linen closet. We're going to need every bit of linen in the house before we're finished.
Right.
Sheets and pillowcases and towels and everything. Do you have that?
Right.
That's the doorbell.
Right. Go ahead, Jim. It's probably the doctor.
Oh, yeah. Look, Heck, don't do anything until I get back.
Don't worry about us, Jim. We got everything under control.
I don't know. You learn the strangest things about the strangest people at the strangest times. Oh, hello, Dr. Simmons.
Hi, Jim. Kathy upstairs?
Yes, doctor. I'm sure it's nothing serious, but if you think there's anything...
You stay here.
But, doctor, don't you think I'll...
Enough trouble with mothers. Can't stand fathers.
Well, the least you could do is let me... After all, she is my daughter, and I've got as much right to be there as...
Hey, what did Doc say, Jim? Anything more than measles?
He wouldn't even let me go upstairs. Fine doctor he turned out to be.
Jim, I think we've got everything arranged. We'll have to sleep in shifts, but at least everyone will get a good 8 hours rest and a comfortable bed.
No, that's fine, Elizabeth, fine.
We're going to put all of our beds and linen in the playroom so we don't get things mixed up. And then we'll make that the boys' dormitory.
Elizabeth, this is no time to bother Jim with anything like that.
Hector, the less Jim thinks about Kathy, the better it'll be. Now sit down, Jim, and drink this while it's hot.
Oh, thank you very much, Elizabeth. I don't know how to thank you and Hector enough.
Oh, poppycock. What are friends for if they can't help out once in a while? Now, are you going to sit down, or do I have to knock you down?
You better sit down, Jim. She can get pretty rough.
I'm sure she can, Heck.
The kitchen. That's where they generally administer to the needs of the suffering father.
Doctor, is she all right?
Hello, Hector. Mrs. Smith. Well, what happened to you?
I ran into an apple. Doctor, is Kathy all right?
Of course she's all right. I just wish they'd invent a gadget to let parents know the difference between measles and a good old-fashioned bellyache.
What?
She didn't need a doctor. She needed a stomach pump. How about a glass of cider?
Well, really?
Wait a minute. You mean she just had an upset stomach?
Jim, that stomach was so stuffed, nothing could upset it.
But she had a fever. Margaret said so.
You'd have a fever, too, if you'd eaten 3 boxes of donuts.
Probably ate the boxes, too.
Dr. Simmons, you mean that this whole business of quarantine was unnecessary?
That's right, unless you consider a human tapeworm contagious.
Well, I better send all those kids home.
Jim Anderson, I certainly hope that you'll provide the proper degree of punishment for that child of yours.
Elizabeth.
Just a minute, Elizabeth. Kathy didn't do this intentionally. She's only 9 years old and she ate too much. Now, what's so horrible about that?
Now that I think of it, it was she who suggested that I bite into that apple.
Elizabeth, she's just wanted you to have a good time.
Well, I had a good time, but this wasn't it. Hector, are you going to take me home, or do I have to drag you?
All right, dear. Good night, Jim. I'm sorry it wasn't the measles.
Thanks, Heck, and thanks for everything.
Say goodbye to Margaret for it.
Okay, good night, Heck.
Good night, Doc.
Good night, Hector. You know, Jim, there's just one very good reason why I never got married. Women.
Oh, it isn't that bad, Doc.
No, but I'm too old to fence with them. They change too fast. I like something you can count on. Like a good, faithful dog.
Well, you can count on Kathy. It's always the wrong way, but you can sure count on it. Once again, the Andersons are at breakfast, and once again, the day is bright and clear. This time, however, there's an air of grim foreboding in the breakfast nook, a suspicion of dark, dire things to come.
Children, when your father comes to the table, please try not to upset him.
Well, gosh, we didn't do anything.
I know, dear. I mean, I know you think you didn't do anything, but please be careful anyway.
Creepers, it was certainly a long party, wasn't it, Mother?
Yes, dear. Kathy, sit up straight. Your father's coming now.
Oh, I'm scared.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Father.
What a day. What a beautiful, wonderful day. How are you this morning, Kathy? Feeling better?
Yes, Daddy. I feel fine.
Jim, do you feel all right?
Never felt better in my life. Oh, say, here's something I want to show you. Found it in the paper this morning. Most wonderful bit of philosophy I've ever heard. It's called Formula for Contentment, and it's very simple. All it says is this. Just think how happy you'd be if you lost everything you have right now and then got it back again. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Peaceful home, three wonderful children, a lovely wife. You know, Margaret, I'm a very lucky guy.
Yes, dear, and speaking for the children and myself, I'd say we're very lucky, too.
Once a year, you have the chance to make one contribution toward all the services of the Community Chest. Give now. Give generously. Help your Community Chest serve the health, welfare, and recreational needs of all America and of our servicemen and women here and abroad.
That Halloween Blues episode was originally broadcast on the evening of October 29th, 1953. Robert Young was the father, Jim Anderson. His wife was played by Jean Vanderpile. Ted Donaldson was Bud, Rhoda Williams played Betty, and Kathy was voiced by Norma Jean Nielsen. The neighboring Smith family was played by Herb Vigran, Eleanor Audley, and Sam Edwards as their son, Billy. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, a trip to Summerfield, as we continue with this Halloween humor. It's Willard Waterman as the Great Gildersleeve, right after this.
Ah, this baby's all loaded and ready to use.
What do you use a gun for, Bill?
Persuasion.
What?
Where's that gimmick I had?
I don't know.
Oh, here it is. See, fits right on.
Hey, that's a silencer, isn't it? You gonna use that gun tonight?
Uh-huh.
On who?
You.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Bill, you're crazy. You're not
I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to get away with it, too.
Get away with it? Not if Boston Blackie has anything to say about it. He's an enemy to those who make him an enemy. A friend to those who have no friend.
I got a tip from unhealthy sources that you're going to be killed.
Oh, they're serious about it, huh?
They mean business, Wells. With the business end of a gun.
Boston Blackie knows crime, and he knows criminals, because he was once on the wrong side of the law himself.
Well, there's a hired killer in this case, a case I'm about to break wide open, if you'll help me.
I'll help you into a cell.
No, you won't. You're going to meet me in 30 minutes. Keep your eyes open and watch me close this case.
In Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Boston Blackie Death Wish, Broadway actor Richard Calmer stars as the infamous safecracker-turned-private eye.
That's the way I like murderers. Down and out.
For a limited time, Boston Blackie Death Wish is being made available to our listeners at 50% off the regular price. Get 16 hard-hitting crime classics on 8 CDs for only $15.98. Just go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOSTON77 to order now.
Give me 24 hours and a few facts, Faraday, and you'll not only have Evans' killer, but Wilson will have his diamond.
The clock is ticking, so order Boston Blackie Death Wish today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOSTON77 to get 50% off.
I don't know how you figured it out, Blackie.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhardt, founder of Gerhardt Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GerhardtLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship. And here is Catherine Ford, founder of the Excellence Institute.
The first thing to know is, and to remember, is that the number one life mastery skill is to notice what you're noticing. So when something comes into your awareness, that's the first step in healing, because you're aware of it now, that that is an opportunity for you. Maybe you've got this relationship going on and you're reacting the same way something is triggering you. It's so important to notice that and say, you know, I'm not getting the results that I want out of that reaction. I need to respond differently.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhardt Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, as we are spinning this show with a little Halloween humor. Before the break, we heard Father Knows Best from 1953, and now we move back a couple of years earlier for another family. This one is a little more non-traditional. The head of the household is a single uncle, the legal guardian of his orphan niece and nephew. The original star was Harold Perry, but he departed in 1950 and sounded like Willard Waterman was cast. Here he is in this Halloween episode from October 31st, 1951.
The Kraft Foods Company presents Willard Waterman as the Great Gildersleeve. There's a nip in the air this morning. The shocks of yellowing corn are frosty in the fields. The pumpkins have been harvested and given faces with toothy grins, for it's Halloween. In the schools, the children are fidgeting at their desks with impish gleams in their eyes, waiting for darkness to fall. In Floyd's barbershop, the Great Gildersleeve is getting himself a Halloween haircut.
Be careful with the scissors, Floyd.
I'm watching, Commit.
Floyd, what'll we jolly boys do tonight?
You don't hold your head still, the rest of us might be attending a wake.
Well, it's Halloween. We should do something special.
You mean you ain't booked for tonight?
What do you mean by that?
Well, since that classy Mrs. Winthrop come to town, you ain't had time for us jolly boys.
Oh, Floyd, you know the club comes first with me.
Gee, I thought sure you'd be stepping out.
Well, she's busy. Yeah, I mean, she's going to a shindig at the country club.
Ah, and you ain't invited, huh? You mean all my tonsorial skill has went for no avail?
Well, I'm afraid so, Floyd. We fellas should be able to cook up something.
Well, we can come down to the club and sing.
You will be minus our bass. Police Chief Gates has to be on duty tonight to keep an eye on the kids.
Yeah. When we was kids, we used to give our constable a bad time.
Yeah, I guess we all did.
I remember one Halloween we soaked the windshield of his old Model T and dared him to catch us.
You were asking for it, Floyd.
Nah, we had an ace up our sleeve. He jumped in the car and took off, but we had his rear axle chained to a fire hydrant.
Oh, my goodness.
You should be glad you wasn't the water commissioner that night. Well, there you are, Commish. You want to look at yourself in the mirror or just go out happy?
It looks fine. You know, Floyd, I have an idea.
No kidding.
I know we jolly boys throw a party for the kids tonight. They'll enjoy it, and we'll help keep them out of mischief. We can stock the club with apples, noisemakers, candy, and games.
Well, I suppose the kids will have fun, and we'll be doing Chief Gates a good turn.
You bet. We'll notify the judge and Peavy, and everybody will have a great time. We'll take some money out of the treasury and buy prizes for the best costumes.
Hey, you can wrap some vines around your neck and win a prize. You got a head like a pumpkin. Only kidding, Commish.
It's going to be quite a night. All the jolly boys went for my idea. I don't know what they'd do without me.
Meow.
It's only 5 o'clock. Hardly dusk yet. Are the black cats out already?
Meow.
Yeah, but that's Leroy behind the hedge. I'll sneak around the other side and take him by surprise. Kids can't wait until dark to scare somebody. Well, I'll turn the tables on him. Yip! Leroy!
Hi, Unc. Sorry I come and thought I'd scare you.
Well, you didn't. What are you doing with those batteries behind the hedge?
I got an electric wire running to the front doorknob, but it isn't working.
No? What's it supposed to do?
What's a neat trick for tonight? I wire it to somebody's doorknob, then ring the bell and run. When they open the door, they get a shock.
Leroy, come in the house.
Oh, Unc, what for?
Well, I have a much better idea about how you should spend your evening.
Yeah?
Step inside, my boy. Oh! Tricks like this I want to talk to you about.
Sorry, Unc.
Leroy, rather than go running all over town tonight, how would you like to come up to the Jolly Boys Club to a party?
A party?
Yep. We're throwing a party for all the kids. The judge, Peavy, and Floyd. We've all chipped in to buy apples and candy and soda pop. All you can eat, and you may win a prize.
Gee, that's keen. Can I play that corny piano, Unc?
Sure. Anything you want to do, Leroy. It's kids' night tonight.
Oh, boy. I'm going to the Jolly Boys. I'm going to take a bath.
He wants to take a bath? This is a better idea than I thought.
Hello,
Hunky. Hello, Marjorie.
What's Leroy so excited about?
Well, the Jolly Boys decided to entertain the kiddies this evening.
Oh?
Show them a good time and keep them out of trouble.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful idea.
Mine.
Hunky, Mrs. Winthrop phoned a little while ago.
She did?
Mm-hmm. She's at the country club and wants you to call her there.
Well, I'll call her right away.
Unky, what if she invites you out there tonight?
Well, that'd be a little awkward. And the Jolly Boy... Hello? Will you page Mrs. Winthrop, please? Thank you. Yeah, I wonder if she does want me to join her party. Well, she's too late. Just have to tell her I have other commitments. Just her hard luck. Hello, Paula. This is Throckmorton. Is that Halloween dinner dance? Thanks for inviting me, but... Well, it's like this, Paula. I'll be there. Shh, Marjorie. What's that, Paula? Oh, no. I was going to the Jolly Boys Club, but they'll understand. See you around 8-ish. Goodbye. What a woman.
Uncle Mort, I know you'd rather be with Mrs. Winthrop, but what about your party?
Yeah, Marjorie, the party will go along just the same. I've arranged everything. Jolly Boys will have fun. The kids will have fun. I'm the only one who'll be missing out.
All right, Unky.
Sure. I'll run down to Peavy's and explain that I'm needed elsewhere. After all, I've made my contribution. I sparked the idea. Oh, yes! Disconnect the door now.
The Great Gildersleeve returns after we take a short break. Hang on.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Last time on this segment, celebrating Cadillac's 120th anniversary with a look back at all the innovation throughout the past 12 decades. But the company is looking ahead too, especially with its 2023 Cadillac Lyriq, Cadillac's first all-electric vehicle. We caught up with Phil Dauchy, Cadillac's global head of brand strategy.
The car has that bold standout style. Again, original design that we hear is really impactful to our customers and makes us differentiate in the marketplace. We have over over 300 miles of range on our 100 kilowatt hour battery pack, a home charger that's 19.2 kilowatts. Also, you know, we have a 190 kilowatt DC fast charger, and this gives us the capability to recharge the vehicle quickly, almost 80 miles in 10 minutes. You can almost get 200 miles in 30 minutes.
It also has Cadillac Super Cruise, the world's first true hands-free driving system for the freeway. Learn more about the Lyriq at Cadillac.com/Lyriq.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, The Road to Entrepreneurship. And here is Catherine Ford, founder of the Excellence Institute.
The first thing to know is, and to remember, is that the number one life mastery skill is to notice what you're noticing. So when something comes into your awareness, that's the first step in healing, because you're aware of it now, that that is an opportunity for you. Maybe you've got this relationship going on and you're reacting the same way something is triggering you. It's so important to notice that and say, you know, I'm not getting the results that I want out of that reaction. I need to respond differently.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And now back to the Great Gildersleeve on WEN Radio 1.
Hello, Phoebe.
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. What can I do for you?
Phoebe, about the Jolly Boys party tonight.
Oh, I'm ready for it. I'm here to tell you.
Yes, well,
look at this box of favors I have for the kids. False faces, noise makers.
Nice.
Horns, just listen to this.
Oh, you'll have a lot of fun, Pete.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hello, John.
Hello, Horace.
Gildy, I saw you come in. I want to find out what costume you're wearing to our party tonight.
Your costume?
Is the water commissioner coming as a big fat mermaid?
Well, Judge, I was about to tell Peavy.
I thought I'd fool everybody and come as a witch.
A witch, Peavy?
Yes, but Mrs. Peavy is using the broom this evening. Her garden club is having a party, too.
Well, whatever we wear, we'll all have a wonderful time. Gildy, you did a splendid thing when you suggested our little party. I congratulate you.
Mr. Gildersleeve's all right.
Well, thank you, fellows. But as I've been trying to say, I hope you'll all have a good time. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend.
How's that?
What's the trouble, Gildy?
No trouble, Judge. And I'm sure you men will understand the situation when I explain.
Well, start explaining.
Well, there's nothing I have to apologize for, Peavy. I've done my duty to the Jolly Boys party. I got it rolling. I'm sending food and favors. If I have to miss the party, it's my loss.
Well, stop beating around the bush and tell us.
Gildy, could it be that you've made a date with Mrs. Winthrop?
No, Judge. Well, actually, she made it with me.
Oh, fiddlestick.
She did, Peavy. She phoned and asked me to join her for the dance. I'm sorry, fellows. Well, got to run. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Peavy, aren't you going to say goodbye to me?
I'm not going to say anything to you, turncoat.
Fellows, I can't go to both parties. Can I help it if I'm wanted in two places at once? It just happens that I'm popular.
Well, now, I would not say that.
George, it's 8 o'clock. I'm due at Paula's party right now.
You wonder why it's always so hard to get a collar buttoned in.
Oop. You dropped it. Now, where'd it go? You must roll into the dresser.
Uncle Mort.
Yes, Marjorie.
Rocco and I are leaving now.
You're all right, my dear. You wish I was.
Unky, don't forget to lock the garage door.
Yeah, I won't. Yeah, everybody's off to their parties but me. You want to leave everything for me to do. Yeah, here's my collar button. What happened to it? Oh, it's a dime. Doorbell, Bertie! Confusion. Good thing I have one of those snap-on bow ties. I can fix it on the way down to the car. Yeah, where's my coat? Why can't I get my arm through this sleeve? My coat's not that tight. Bertie! Bertie, who sewed my sleeves together?
So that's why Leroy wanted my needle and thread.
You what a boy.
I'll rip it out, Mr. Gilsey.
Thanks, Bertie. Who was at the door?
Another trick-or-treater. Good thing you stocked up with treats.
Well, Halloween's for the youngsters, Bertie.
Yes, sir, and they're sure having fun tonight. Bertie's giving handouts to spooks, black cats, and to one boy dressed like a gorilla. I hope that was a boy dressed like a gorilla.
Yeah, chances are it was.
Yes, sir. Mr. Gilsleeve, I have to get the scissors for this guy.
Well, please hurry, Bertie. I'm late for a very important date.
Yes.
I did it!
Never mind, Bertie. You get the scissors, I'll get the door. Hope the candy holds out. Well, hello.
Hello.
You're the smallest ghost we've seen. Why'd you bother to ring the bell? Why didn't you just come in under the door?
I'm lost.
Lost? Oh, my goodness. You're awfully small to be out alone, aren't you?
I wasn't alone when I started, but I couldn't keep up.
Yeah. Guess it would be pretty hard to get around in that flour sack. What's your name, little boy?
Mike.
Mike who?
Mike Smith.
You. Smith. Well, there are a lot of those.
Here she comes, Miss Gilsleeve. Oh, who's that little fella?
Your little lost ghost, Bertie.
Lost?
Yeah.
How'd you get lost, honey?
They ran away from me.
He couldn't keep up with the other kids, Bertie. Yeah, I wonder if I could find them.
Oh, Miss Gilsleeve, you run on to your party. They'll come looking for him.
Well.
Gosh, don't you run away from me, too?
No, Mike, you don't need me. Bertie will take good care of you until your friends come back. If they don't find you, the police chief is a pal of mine. He'll get you home. You see, I have a date. You understand, don't you, Mike? Oh, the date can wait.
And that was part one of the Great Gildersleeve Halloween-themed episode, The Lost Boy, from October 31st, 1951. We will continue that story on our next show. Meanwhile, earlier we played a Halloween story from Father Knows Best, and in the role of wife Margaret was Jean Vanderpyle. My question this time is about her cartoon voiceover work. Ah, but I'm not asking you the easy one. Many of you already know that she was Wilma on the Flintstones. My question is, what character did she play on the Jetsons? I'll have the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this break.
MusicRewind.com sprinkles Stardust by Artie Shaw on this essential 3-CD collection of 72 unforgettable instrumental hits. Enjoy the original recordings from legendary musicians such as Montavani, Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Les Baxter, Percy Faith, Paul Weston, Guy Lombardo, Freddie Martin, Les Paul, and many more. unforgettable instrumental hits now at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code BONUS77 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Experience the romance of some enchanted evening and dance the night away to the Blue Tango at musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Get unforgettable instrumental hits today and remember promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 seconds of service.
Hey, keep an ear out for these veterans. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Army veteran Donnie Acklin was drafted and sent to Vietnam, where life was different from being a cook. There were lasting physical effects. Hearing loss and tinnitus are among the most common service-connected disabilities among veterans, and Acklin was no exception. He went to the John J. Pershing VA Medical Center in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, for help. Acklin said the private sector had given up on being able to help, but these doctors took another step and figured it out. All of a sudden, I was able to understand words in a song. I could carry on a conversation with somebody. They basically saved my life.
Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, I was talking about actress Jean Vanderpile. Earlier heard his wife Margaret on Father Knows Best. She also was the voice of Wilma on The Flintstones. But I wanted to know what character she played on The Jetsons. Vanderpile was Rosie the Robot. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and we are done this time, but be sure to visit us at WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.